In Potosi, Missouri. We're getting set for Potosi and Owensville here on J98. Hello, I'm Jordan Slocum alongside Sean Malone. We thank you for tuning in. Football tonight brought to you in part by Norman Krumpecker, bail bond agent in Potosi, as well as Potosi Lumber in Potosi, Farmers Insurance agent Craig Portell in Potosi, and the UPS store in Festus. As we get set for this one here in just a couple of minutes, first game of the season for these squads. Owensville 4-6 last year. Potosi at 5-6, and we'll see how things go as getting ready to do the coin toss. Before we get there, let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams. Starting first with Owensville on the offense, Wyatt Ellis, junior quarterback. He's the guy to watch. 2010 passing yards last year and about 800 rushing yards. They have a couple different guys that go between receiver and running back. Those guys are Devin Ridenour, Robert Weirich, Sean Irwin, Tanner Rector, and Dustin Farragher. Offensive line from left tackle to right, Jarrett Payne, Aaron Budnick, Garrett Bunt, Brandon Farragher, and Derek Rugen. As for the Owensville defense, they run a 3-4 set. Ends, Cameron McQueen and Aaron Budnick. Brandon Farragher at nose. Outside linebackers, Dustin Farragher and Derek Rugen. Inside linebackers, Wyatt Ellis and Logan Decker. Corners, Devin Ridenour and Dylan McClure. Robert Ryrick and Sean Irwin at safety. And that's the starters for Owensville, coached by Dale Long. Switching to Potosi on offense, sophomore Noah Jacobson is at quarterback. Running backs are Zach Price and Tristan Brown. Receivers, Zach Haynes and Brady Finch. Jared Portell at tight end. Offensive line from left to right, Kobe Boyer, Gabe Smith, JT Huck, Dylan Wright, and Ethan Rowland. Switching to the Potosi defense, a 4-3 look. Ends are Dylan Wright and Gabe Smith. Ethan Rowland, Cooper Wells at tackle. Outside linebackers, Ryan Coleman and Ryan Ogier. Colin Govro, middle linebacker. Brady Finch, Brendan Hovis at corner, and Jared Portell and Jake Casey at safety. And Jake's dad, Mark Casey, head coach for the Trojans, entering his 10th season as the head man. As we've got the coin toss here going. Potosi, purple helmets with gold jerseys, purple and white numbers, and white pants with a purple stripe down the side. On the helmet, you have a Trojan on the right side and player number on the left side. Looking over at Owensville, they will have black helmets, black pants, white jerseys, orange numbers, orange and black trim, and on their helmets is a big orange O. Setting the scene here at Potosi High, you've got most of the fans on the Potosi side on the same side as us in the press box, opposite side the Owensville fans. Behind the end zone to our right, you actually have a graveyard off in the distance along with the scoreboard, and to the left side, just some trees and an empty field. But that's kind of harrowing, Sean, to be marching to the end zone and see some gravestones.
That, or if you get sacked and you get up, look behind you and see the gravestones behind you. I think that's a little more harrowing than at least you scored when you run into the end zone for a touchdown.
Am I next? I don't know.
But no, I definitely like that. This is a very beautiful field here. Artificial turf, purple end zones with Trojan written to our right in gold with a white trim. And on our left, Potosi written in gold with a white trim and a black track running around it.
Owensville will start with the ball, so we'll get a chance to see Wyatt Ellis here shortly. Want to thank some of our great sponsors, including the Washington County Ambulance District in Potosi, Potosi R3 School District in Potosi, First State Community Bank in DeSoto, Festus, Hillsboro, Imperial, and Washington, and the Screen Spot in Festus. Of course, we thank Greg Armbruster with the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, Fleegs Equipment out of St. Genevieve. And we've got Chelsea Pounds running the board back here for J98. So a lot of people putting a lot of hard work in to get us ready for the start of the season, and we're almost finally here as the Potosi players yelling in their huddle right at the 50-yard line. What time is it? Game time.
Mm-hmm. Classic chant. Let's see. Owensville comes out there ready to go. Interesting decision to defer to the second half and letting Owensville start with the ball, especially with quarterback Wyatt Ellis. You think you'd want to keep him off the field as much as possible with the talent this kid possesses, but now Potosi calling him out.
Robert Weirich and Dustin Farragher are the two men back to return. They're both at the 15-yard line. Zach Haynes will be kicking it off from the 40-yard line. That's Jake Casey, who will actually handling the kickoff duties from the 40. From where we are, Potosi will be going right to left in the yellow, purple, and white. Owensville going left to right in the black, white, and orange. Owensville, a lot of points last year, but allowed a lot. Potosi, the opposite. Didn't allow that many, but didn't score that many. And we'll see what that means for week one of the season. Casey's got his hand in the air at the 33, runs to the ball and kicks it away. Low line drive kick down the middle, picked up at the 20-yard line near hashes. That's Farragher. He gets to the 35-yard line, and that's where he's brought down. Flag comes in right at the end from behind the play, and we'll see what this is.
Behind the play,
and a couple of yards closer, almost center of the field as well, way away from the play. If this is a holding, that's a real shame because that's completely unnecessary.
First play of the game, our first penalty. It is week one. There's bound to be more sloppiness, and it is on Owensville, so they will have a bit worse field position than they would have liked.
Got him with the block in the back, and again, it's way away from the play. It's a real shame. You don't want silly mistakes like that. I get that it's week one. You guys are just literally starting the season one play ago, but come on, you can't have mistakes like that.
Football brought to you in part by Kettle Hut's Smokehouse in Crystal City and Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington. As they move the ball back to the... Looks like about the 23-yard line. And that's where Owensville will have their first drive of the game. They'll come out with two receivers out to the right in right an hour, along with Dustin Farragher. One man out to the left is Sean Irwin. As Ellis looking to the sideline to get his instructions. He'll have two running backs in the backfield with him, it appears. Now they send Ridenour from slot right to slot left. Two running back pistol look for Wyatt Ellis. Four down lineman for Potosi, first and 10 from the 23. Hand off on first down, coming to the near sideline at the 30, to the 35, first down and more, still going all the way to the 45-yard line. Robert Weirich, first down.
Yeah, all the way up to 50-yard line, easily a first down. He didn't step out there. They're ruling him out at the 50.
First
down.
So
he's able to get a little bit of extra yards there, and they're running a no-huddle now with Ellis.
Doesn't help us with our first down sponsor. First and 10 from the 50. Four receivers, one running back. Weirich, the back again, gets a draw straight up the middle, and this time he's taken down near hashes at the 49, gain of about a yard, as it looked like it was Ethan Rowland, first one to make the contact. Also, there was Gabe Smith from that line. So that first and 10s are brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. Now it is a second down and 9, 49 yards from the end zone. Again, four receivers, Weirich, the lone running back, to the left shoulder of Ellis, who will throw a quick curl, caught at the 45 near numbers, ahead to the 37-yard line, good for a first down, finding Dustin Farragher, second first down of the drive.
And we saw this in film that he has no problem keeping it simple, you know, just make the easy play if it's available for you like it was right there.
So now 37 yards in the end zone, ball on the near hash. Dustin Farragher, Devin Ridenour, the receivers to his right, two receivers to his left, Irwin and Weirich. One running back to his left is Tanner Rector this time. Four down linemen again. They send Ridenour in motion. He gets an end around, going to the far numbers at the 40. 35 cuts to the sideline, 30, and he'll be brought down just shy of the 30-yard line. Nice gain there. Oja and friends bringing him down. Gain of about 6 or 7.
Doing a good job attacking the outside with their running game. Really getting the edge, and Potosi having a tough time containing them to the middle.
Owensville trying to score on the opening drive. We're 90 seconds in. They're 30 yards from the end zone, second and 3. This time an empty backfield. Three receivers left and two to the right. 4 yards behind the center is Ellis. Takes the snap, four-man rush, throws over the middle on a post, caught at the 20 to the 15, and that is Weirich to the 13-yard line, first down. Nice play, gain of about 17 yards, and that is their third first down of the drive on 5 plays. First downs brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington.
A nice play there. He saw the hole in the zone defense and fired it right in.
Into the red zone, 13 yards away, four receivers set. They fake the handoff. Ellis keeps it up the middle to the 10 between the hashes, takes a hard hit, but still lowers his shoulder and fights ahead to the 5-yard line. Nice rushing there.
Did he take the hard hit, or did Ryan Coleman take the hard hit there? Because Coleman got blasted back.
Coleman and Portell both took a good shot there. And that makes a second and 2, 5 yards in the end zone. Clock at 9:50, first quarter. Owensville trying to strike first here in the season opener at Potosi. Irwin, a receiver to the left, and now we'll see a bunched formation. Got one wing on the right side in Dustin Farragher. Right now, a receiver to the right, and it's an I formation. First time we've seen Ellis go under center. Gets the snap. It's a toss to the 10. gets to the five near numbers, brought down at the six, run by Rector. And it was Ryan Oja and Jared Portell making the stop. And it should be a third down and short. Eighth play of the drive coming up. Football brought to you by KP Automotive in Farmington. Third down from the seven. They need about 3 or 4 yards for a first down. Back to the shotgun. Two receivers right, one or two left as well. Rector is the running back with Ellis. Four down lineman for Potosi. They give it to Rector up the middle. He's got an opening between the hashes, untouched for a touchdown. He didn't get hit until he was right at the goal line. That is a 7-yard touchdown run from Tanner Rector with 8:54 on the clock in the first. Owensville strikes first.
Yeah, and that offense for Owensville, we knew it was impressive coming in. They averaged last season 35 points per game, and we're already seeing the impressiveness of it already, especially for Ellis as well. He had that strong run and two great passes as well.
Drive took about 3 minutes as Robert Weirich, right-footed kicker, will try for the extra point. Grant Stevers is holder. Snap is on the tee. It is low, and it just clears the crossbar. It actually hit the bottom of the crossbar a little bit, but it got over, so the extra point is good. Owensville up 7-0, 8:54, first quarter. This is high school football on J98.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling.
Who had that first run and the second one?
Job requires a high lift, dozer, backhoe, bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling. Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Colin Hahn at the 14 for Potosi. Between the hashes, 25, 30, still up the middle, 35, wrapped up at the 34. Far hashes, tackle made by Dustin Farragher. A pretty good field position coming up for Potosi's first drive, down 7-0 to Owensville, 8:47 first quarter.
Logan Decker also in on the tackle there. Nice job by him. He was the one that got the initial wrap up, kept him up high.
Noah Jacobson, sophomore quarterback, making his first start. He's a great athlete. He was second on the basketball team with 12 points per game. Playing quarterback, though, a whole different ball game. Ball on the far hash at their own 34. They've got one receiver in Finch out to the right. Receiver to the left is Zach Haynes. It is a two running back shotgun look for the quarterback, who's wearing a different helmet than his teammates. Hand off, that's Zach Price. Hit in the backfield, but he's able to fall forward to the 36-yard line near hash. Gain of about 2, brought down by Zach Haynes.
Yeah, first I thought that was one of the practice socks that Noah Jacobson had over his helmet, but no, it's not that. He's got a different, bigger helmet, if anything.
It's a plain black helmet. The rest of his teammates have purple helmets with numbers on them in gold, but quarterback Noah Jacobson just in a black helmet, which is an interesting little twist. Second down and 8 from their own 37. Receiver to each side, 2 running back, 1 tight end, 3 down linemen. Handoff up the middle, Tristan Brown to the 40 between the hashes. Brown still on his feet, brought down at about the 42. He'll be close to the first down marker, but he should be short. Tackle made by Dylan McClure. Third down and about 1. Football brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington and Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. 7:50 on the clock, first quarter. Owensville up 7-0. Potosi has a 3rd and 1 from their own 43. Same formation. Running back to his left is Brown. To his right is Price. Brown goes in motion. It's an option pitch to Price. Far numbers at the 40. Tries to juke a man, does not. Gets taken down at the 41 for a loss of a yard or 2 at the far numbers. And making the tackle, Dylan McClure.
Yeah, and they got away with a bit of a hold on that play there. Price missed his block and kind of grabbed the jersey from behind a little bit there. No call, but it's not going to matter. It's 4th down nonetheless.
And they'll likely bring out the punting team here. Zach Haynes, the receiver, also the punter. Two men back to return it in Dustin Farragher and Robert Weirich. They're both back at the 25-yard line. Haynes at the 25 on the opposite side, ready to receive the punt. gets the snap, and the right-footed kick is away. It's a high, short kick. Goes out of bounds at the far sideline. Not a very good kick. Did not go very far based on where it went out of bounds. And we'll see where they end up spotting it. And that might be a little generous, but they give it to him at the 39 of Owensville.
Moving another yard, make that 38. That is a very generous call. I thought it hooked out of bounds way before that.
So a 6:48 here in the first quarter. Owensville up 7-0 on Potosi, and Owensville ready for their second drive. First one was a touchdown. So first and 10 from the 38. We'll see what they're able to do this time around. The touchdown came from Tanner Rector on a 7-yard run.
Rector, 6 touchdowns combined last season, 4 of them on the ground, 2 of them in the air.
And there is a flag at the back near where the punter kicked it, and some confusion here. And Potosi might... Do they still have the ball here?
Yeah, their offense is out there.
Wait a minute. What happened here?
I believe they said running into the kicker.
Wow. Didn't see that flag until the very end. So Potosi, never mind. They continue the drive.
That's a 5-yard penalty. That'll give them the first.
First and 10 from their own 46. 2 running backs, shotgun. Handoff, hit in the backfield to Price, but he spins ahead, wrapped up at the 46. No gain between the hashes. Couple guys in there, Wyrick as well as Ellis. And another guy had lost his helmet, Dustin Farragher, so he'll have to come out for a play. Second down and 10. Potosi said they want to pass a bit more this year. They were a very run-heavy team last year, and they have all three of their running backs from last year back. Price had just shy of 400 yards. Brown had 649, and Kyle Allison had 689. And now they'll spread it out with 4 receivers, 2 to each side. Brown's the lone running back, and we have a flag before the play as they were looking to do a screen. Probably a false start.
Yeah, it's a false start. Brown just got caught leaning there. Ran a little bit before the ball was snapped.
Tristan Brown, a guy who had a number change, originally 23 on the roster. In fact, his helmet, because their helmets have numbers, still says 23, but he's wearing jersey number 7 as the false start sends him back 5 yards. 6-11 first quarter, 7-0 Owensville, second and 15 for Potosi from their own 41. Clock gets back going. Two receivers to the right in Finch and Jake Casey. Two receivers to the left as well in Brown and Haynes. Lone running back is Price with Jacobson, who's backpedaling to the 30. Far numbers, throws on the run to his right, caught at the sideline at the 44. Gain of about 4 as he was able to get under it and stay in bounds. Brady Finch on the catch.
Yeah, that'll get them close to where they initially started on the drive. Now they're looking at a 3rd and 11.
Ball on their own 44-yard line as Kyle Allison will check in. He replaces Price. Clock down to 5:30 in the first quarter. Cloudy skies, but not really too warm. A bit humid, but temperatures around 80 degrees for this week one contest here in Potosi. 4 receiver look again. Lone running back is Allison. Slot man from the left goes in motion. They fake the sweep, fake a handoff. Jacobson rolls to his right, throws short, caught at the 50, far sideline. Tristan Brown first down to the 41-yard line. Gets to the sideline, brought down by McClure, and that's their second first down of the drive.
Looked like a gain of about 13 on that play. Nice job by Jacobson, knowing that, you know, the pass down the field wasn't open, but he saw the short pass and the blocks in front of him.
And we have a timeout, it appears, maybe an official timeout. Might be going for a water break here. Well, while they do, want to let you know that football is brought to you in part by Farmington Building Supply in Farmington, Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling in Farmington, Buckley Towing in Park Hills, and Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington. As they take a water break, 5:08 first quarter, 7-0 Owensville. Potosi on their opening drive here, and it looked like the drive was going to be done early, but a running into the kicker penalty kept it going, and Potosi taking their time. This will be the 7th play of the drive coming up once they get back going. 41 yards away from the end zone here from Potosi High. A lot of gold and purple in the crowd here. Got the band as well. They are behind the end zone to our left. Meanwhile, most of the Potosi fans are on our side of the field, and the Owensville fans on the opposite end. No fans behind the end zone to our right, but there is the graveyard and then the ambulance lurking.
No,
it's
living.
A perfect place.
No living fans,
yeah, exactly.
On the end zone to our right.
So now we get back going. Again, that was an official timeout, so both teams still have all 3 of their timeouts as we have a first down and 10 for Potosi, 41 yards from the end zone. 2 receivers to each side. To the left, you have Brown and Haynes. Price is the running back with Jacobson, receiver from the right in motion. Fake the end around up the middle, Price to the 40, breaks a tackle, gets hit hard at the 34. It's still a nice game. Delivering the wood after the fact was Sean Irwin. So he was wrapped up low, and then Irwin came in high and hit him back. Still a nice gain for about 7. So second down and about 3, now 34 yards away from the end zone for Potosi. Down 7-0, 4:45 first quarter. Same look. Owensville defense is a 3-4. Four receivers. Allison is the running back on the left side. They fake the jet sweep again, fake the handoff. Jacobson rolls to his left at the 40, throws on the run, looking for the near pylon. It's incomplete at the pylon. Great play right at the end by Robert Weirich to get there and get in front of Haynes to disrupt the play. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, some fans, they're looking for pass interference there. I think looked they wanted clean. Face guarding, but he did make a play on the ball, so that's clean.
Mm-hmm. Just good defense by Weirich, the starting safety at 43 tackles last year.
He was initially beat. If that is a bit of a better throw, you know, further to the back corner as opposed to the closer corner to us, that's a touchdown.
4:29 on the clock. Third down and about 3, 34 yards from the end zone. Definitely four down territory here for Potosi. Too far for a field goal, but definitely you don't want to punt when you're this close. So they have a lot of things they can do here, just needing about 3 yards. Two running backs set. Allison to the right of Jacobson. To the left is Price. Shotgun look. Hand off to Price. Price is going to look to throw. Fires down the far sideline. No one even near him at the 5-yard line. Easy touchdown to Brady Finch. Potosi on the board. A 34-yard strike.
Beautiful play right there. Perfect time to pull out the trick play in that situation. I mean, the corner and the safety on that side just got absolutely beat right there. Both Irwin and McClure. They bit hard on that play.
They were all in on the run, and nobody covered Brady Finch. And it gave plenty of time for Zach Price to make sure that his throw was on target, and also plenty of time for Finch to make sure he looked it into his hands. Now the extra point to tie the game from Zach Haynes. Taking over the kicking duties with Kyle Ogier hurt for this game. He is a right-footed kicker. Their long snapper is the center, JT Huck. They await the snap. Referee whistles the play, so we're good to go. Snap is good. Onto the tee, and it is blocked. That was blocked by Dustin Farragher, and it is 7-6. Owensville still on top. 4:22 first quarter. It's high school football on J98.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms and names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
7-6 is your score. Potosi down by 1 with the extra point blocked by Dustin Farragher. Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone with you. Chelsea Pounds back at our studio. Looking at stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. And so far, Sean, both teams, one drive, one touchdown. For Owensville, they went 77 yards. And for Potosi, they went 66 yards.
A little bit of luck and a little bit of trickery from Potosi there. They had that penalty on the punts that gave them second life, and they took advantage of it with that fake run pass from Price.
Zach Price, who did play some quarterback last year, so he knows how to throw. The throw is right on the money, although he could have been a bit off target because Brady Finch had no one defending him. Now the kickoff coming from Jake Casey from the 40-yard line. It's a low squib kick. Bounces at the 35, still not picked up, and finally picked up at the 31-yard line. And I tell you what, Ryan Ogier was pretty close to getting his hands on that ball before Owensville got to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was exactly the intent, because when you're kicking the ball that far away, you never know how it's going to bounce. You're not really playing to that, but you're right. That was a very close play right there.
4:20 on the clock, 7-6, Owensville on top. Drive number 2 for them, starting at the 31.
Taking a look at the Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America scoreboard. The way you want to live, go to FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. Right now, Jefferson and Kabul are tied 6-6 in the first quarter, and Kennedy is on top of Fredericktown 7-0 in the first quarter.
First and 10, 4 receivers, 1 running back shotgun for Wyatt Ellis. Running back is Rector. Rector gets it on a delay, trapped in the backfield, trying to go up the middle, and gets taken down for a loss of a yard between the hashes. Couple of guys getting him, including Gabe Smith on the defensive line. And This defensive line, three of their team's four captains are on that defensive line. That tells you how much confidence Coach Mark Casey has in that front four.
Yeah, and their fourth captain on offense, that's Portell. He's the tight end. They have a combined 860 pounds, the four captains on this team.
And Portell, a safety on the defensive side. Loss of a yard, second and 11 from the 30. Two running back shotgun. Ellis looking to his right, throws on a quick curl, caught. Oh, it's deflected, and it's intercepted off the deflection to the 30, near numbers. It is picked off at the 29-yard line. Flag comes in late, picked off by Colin Govrow. It was in the hands of the receiver, an easy curl. Didn't look it in, and Govrow catches it on the deflection. We'll see what the penalty is.
Yeah, he started to turn with the ball right as it was getting to him. You got to make sure you pull that catch in first.
And it is going to be Potosi ball. The penalty does not affect the change of possession. First turnover of the season for Owensville. They're up 7-6, but now Potosi with a chance, 3:38 in the first quarter. Let's see where they get the ball.
And something I said earlier this week when we were talking about keys to the game, one of them was keeping the ball out of Wyatt Ellis's hands. And, well, this is one of the ways you do it. You get lucky turnovers, and you take advantage of the second life.
Even worse for Owensville, 15-yard face mask, trying to make the tackle after the pick by Govrow. So now Potosi is 15 yards away from the end zone, trying to take the lead. Ball on the near hash, going right to left from our view, first and 10. One receiver left, one receiver right, one tight end, two running back shotgun for the sophomore quarterback, Noah Jacobson. It's Brown and Price. Price up the middle. Grab quickly, but breaks through Nelms' tackle. Still on his feet all the way to the three at the near hashes. A couple guys had a shot at him, but Zach Price was like, nope, you're not bringing me down.
Nah, Price just kept chugging and chugging and chugging and bouncing off tacklers.
5'8", 188. He's not a big kid, but running with a lot of power there. And a first and goal coming up for Potosi with 3:27 in the first. They're down by one. They could change that shortly.
You know, it wasn't a big kid either, but ran pretty similar. Maurice Jones-Drew, short, stocky, but kept his pads low.
Same formation. Allison, the running back, to the left. Brown to the right. It's a handoff up the middle. Brown is close, trying to get the second effort between the hashes, and it looks like he will be just short, but he'll be very close. Second down coming up.
Yeah, Brown, he got a late push from Allison behind him there, but Allison couldn't quite get him over the line.
Ball's about maybe a fourth of a yard away from the end zone. Potosi trying to take the lead. First time these teams have met since 2011. Same formation, receiver to each side. Allison, the running back, on the right. Price on the left. Jacobson, the quarterback, 5 yards behind the center huck. Gets the snap, gives it up the middle to Price. Tries to go off right guard. Stopped. Flag comes in. He stopped between the hashes at about the two. And the Owensville guy made the tackle a bit slow to get up.
And if this is on Potosi, depending on the penalty, it could be a tough decision here. Do you give them an extra down if it's a holding, or do you take the penalty yardage?
Derek Rugen among those on the stop, fourth on the team in tackles last year. Clock stopped at 2:31, 7-6 Owensville. Potosi's walking backwards, so that suggests the penalty is on them.
Yeah, and they are going to take it.
It's a hold.
So it'll remain second down, but now a little bit more space to work with for Potosi, which may not be the end of the world.
Football brought to you by Farmers Mutual Insurance in St. Genevieve and Mineral Area College in Park Hills. So second and goal, 11 yards from the end zone. Haynes is the receiver to the left, Finch to the right. One tight end on the right side of the line, two running back shotgun. And it's kept by the quarterback, Jacobson, booting to his right. He's got some room. He'll run to the five at the sideline. Doesn't have it, so he'll just run out of bounds at the four. Pretty smart play there to avoid some of the contact. Still gets a solid gain of about seven on that play. And Jacobson had a lot of room on that right side.
He had a lot of room, but the defense was coming in quick, and they were closing on him. And that's something that head coach Dale Long did say they wanted to work on coming into this season versus last year, getting more speed on their defense, and it showed there.
Ball on the far hash, 4 yards away from the end zone. Receiver to each side. Allison's the running back on the left. To the right of Jacobson is Price. Tight end on the right side of the line, 3-4 defense. They fake two handoffs. Jacobson keeps it, runs to his left. He'll throw a floater, back corner of the end zone, caught. Touchdown, Zach Haynes.
Beautiful heads up there. Zach Haynes just snuck into the back corner. No one around him at all. It seemed like the safety lost him in coverage. Now, Jacobson rolling out. He waited, took his time, made sure he had the perfect angle to make that throw, too, where no defender was going to be there. just a light lob to the end zone.
Good job by Jacobson to buy some time, and also good protection by the offensive line to give him that much time. If you have that much time, you're going to get a receiver open, and Mr. Haynes was open for a four-yard touchdown. Potosi on top, 12-7, 2:14 in the first. We'll see if they go for two, as the extra point was blocked earlier, and indeed they will try for the two-point conversion. Receiver to each side.
See what they do here. The passing play has got him more yardage in the red zone. Let's see if they run it.
Haynes and Finch, the receivers. It's a handoff off right tackle, lowering his shoulders. Price, he's close, but I think he's going to be wrapped up by Brandon Farragher. Two-point conversion does not work, but Potosi's on top, 12-7, 2:14 first quarter. High school football on J98.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Didn't have to go too far for a touchdown drive. Only 15 yards off the interception by Chris Govrow. Four-yard touchdown pass, Noah Jacobson to Zach Haynes. And it's 12-7, Potosi on top of Owensville. 2:14 in the first here from Potosi High. Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone with you. We appreciate you for tuning in here to this Week 1 contest. Both teams were around the 500 mark last year, hoping to turn things around for this year. Certainly not an easy path for Potosi, looking at their schedule and also the teams they share a district with, the likes of St. Genevieve and Central. Have fun. If you're a Central fan, they're playing Sullivan right now on our web TV game, as Haynes will have a low line drive kick caught by an up man. At the 35, lowers his shoulder. He's grabbed by four or five players, but boy, I'll tell you what, Logan Decker did not want to go down.
Yeah, but you know what? Look at that. I counted at least six, maybe seven purple hats coming off the ball there. That's what you want to see, especially in a game like this right now. You got the momentum on your side. The crowd is still a little flat, surprisingly, but you know what? You got, as you're up 12-7. You've made some good turnovers against a very, very good quarterback, and you've scored some on some pretty nice plays as well.
Keep in mind that interception against Ellis. He only had three picks all last year on about 250 attempts.
Six on his career.
And to be fair, that one wasn't his fault. It was on his receiver for mishandling it. So we'll have two receivers left, one right, two running back, shotgun, first and 10 from the 37. Handoff up the middle at the near hashes, gets to the 39-yard line. Not a whole lot of luck there for Robert Wyrick. I'm turning into Elmer Fudd a little bit. Robert Wyrick, Wascally Wabbit.
Yeah, barely got it. Looks like 2 yards on the play there, maybe two and a half, three.
Third drive of the game for Owensville. Touchdown and interception thus far. Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Near hash at the 40. Two receivers over to the right side and two to the left. Ellis, the quarterback, has one running back to his direct left, and that is Wyrick. Gets the snap against the four linemen set to draw straight up the middle. Breaks through the 50, brought down right on that Trojan logo at midfield. That's good for a first down, but there is a flag at the far numbers at the 50.
Yeah, and Ellis comes up. He wasn't happy about that. The tackle was up high, wrapped around his neck
mask,
a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe face mask or horse collar. Either way, I'm pretty sure it's going to be against Potosi.
Yeah, Ellis was not happy about that at all. He got up and got right in his tackler's face and had a few words to say.
Football brought to you by Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington and Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. And it is going to be against Potosi. Personal foul, face mask.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts it up 15 yards to the 35-yard line.
You know, I'm not sure if he exactly got the face mask there, but with a tackle like that where you're wrapped around the guy's neck, you got to call something. You want to keep these kids safe at the end of the day.
1:23 on the clock. Owensville with the ball down 12-7. Two receivers right are Ridenour and Dustin Farragher. Two left as well. Wyrick is one of them. Other is Irwin. Four down linemen for Potosi. They rush four. Three-step drop, throw over the middle. It is incomplete at the 21 between the hashes, in and out of the hands of the target, Wyrick. Second down. Football also brought to you by Norman Krumpecker, bail bond agent in Potosi. And Potosi Lumber. You probably guess where that's at.
Potosi.
Yeah, good guess. Second down and 10, 35 yards from Paydirt. Five receivers set this time. Quarterback Ellis, 5 yards behind his center, bunt. Four down linemen again. They only rush four. It's a screen to his right, caught by Farragher to the 30, between the hashes, 25, breaks the tackle, 20, far numbers, 15, to the 10, taken down at the 5, out of bounds. Beautiful running after the catch by Dustin Farragher, who started on the quarterback's right and ended up on the other side of the field.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful run there. And he saw the lane and just kept his head down and ran straight through it, breaking a couple tackles in the process.
First down brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. First and goal from the 6, and a timeout will be called by Owensville. First timeout called by either team with 1:06 in the first. Owensville down 12-7. We'll take a timeout as well. It's high school football on J98.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
This is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers.
It is 1:06 on the clock in the first quarter. 12-7 is the score. Potosi on top. Owensville trying to change that, though, as they have a first and goal 6 yards away from the end zone. Ball on the far hash going left to right from our view. In the black, white, and orange, Potosi in the purple, gold, and white.
And the extra point attempt and the two-point conversion, both of which weren't good for Potosi, really showing here that despite the rough start for Owensville, they have a chance right here to take the lead before the end of the first quarter.
Blocked kick and then a failed two-point conversion. Third drive for Owensville. They come out with receiver to each side, one wing behind the left tackle, and a split back running back behind the quarterback in the pistol. Ellis, the QB, gives it off to Dustin Farragher off left tackle, lowers his shoulder to the 1 at the far hashes. Gain of 5. It'll be second down and close coming up on the stop. Govero. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Sun setting, cloudy skies. Humidity a bit high, but temperature is still around the 80-degree mark.
You know, I'm sure that there are a lot of, temperature-wise, worse opening nights that players
mid-August.
Have played in.
1 yard from the end zone. Two running backs again. Handoff up the middle, and he is grabbed between the hashes at the 3 and brought down. That was a carry by Wyrick, and making the stop was Govero. Another good stop by the middle linebacker, 6'1", 205-pound junior. Only had 12 tackles last year.
A lot of veteran presence in this front seven. Four down linemen are all seniors. The 3 linebackers, all juniors.
7 seconds left. They hurry back to the line. I formation. Ellis is under center. Gets the snap from Bunt. Fakes the fullback dive. No, he did give it to the fullback. He's trying to push him in, but the defense blows it dead. Forward progress should get him to the 1. Wyrick on the carry. And that will end the first quarter. Potosi 12, Owensville 7. This is high school football on J98.
Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale are proud to be sponsors of high school sports and wish the best to everyone participating in tonight's game. If you're thinking about building, remodeling, or have a special project in mind, stop by your local County Do It Centers. You'll find everything you need and more. Check out their updated paint department. Their Do It Best quality paint line is one of the fastest growing private brands in the industry. Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale will have what you're looking for, and they're proud to be sponsors of high school athletics.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Owensville with a 4th and goal, 2 yards away to start the second quarter, down 12-7 to Potosi. They made an extra point earlier, and this kick would be about the distance if they tried a field goal, but it scraped off the crossbar. I would imagine here, Sean, they're going to go for that touchdown.
Yeah, I would not try that again. I mean, they barely got it over. And you're right, it is about the same spot, but I feel like with that last kick, they're playing devil's advocate every time they go for it.
So they're 2 yards from the end zone, trying to reclaim the lead. Irwin's a receiver to the left. Ridenhour's to the right. Wing on the left side behind the tackle. It's Weirich. Farragher and Decker are the running backs with Ellis. Split back pistol look. Fourth and goal. Handoff. Up the middle. Farragher's close between the hashes. No signal
yet.
He got
taken down right about the line. That's really close. We have a tough angle from all the way here.
Referees haven't signaled anything yet. Dustin Farragher got very close.
With the change of the quarter, the sides have flipped. So now Owensville attacking the end zone to our left.
And now they're going to discuss it over. Still no signal yet. All of the referees will conference right at the goal line between the hashes to make sure they're in agreement.
Both players saying
touchdown.
The opposite. There we go.
Very delayed call, but it's a 2-yard touchdown run for Dustin Farragher. And Owensville has taken the lead. It is 13-12 pending the point after try.
And let's see if they go for one or two here. You could go for two, make it a 3-point game.
8-play drive, went 64 yards, and they will try the kick. Weirich, right-footed kicker. Snap and hold are good. Kick is plenty of distance, and it is through. Much better kick that time. 14-12. Owensville on top of Potosi, 7 seconds into the second quarter. High school football on J98.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
Owensville on top of Potosi, 14-12 from Potosi High. We are 7 seconds into the second quarter. Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone with you. Chelsea Pounds at our studio. Time to take a quick look at the stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914.
Yeah, and so far for Potosi, their offense has looked good so far. Price has got 4 carries for 20 yards. Brown, 3 carries for 6 yards. Jacobson ran once for 7 yards. That was right about the red zone. He's also 3 for 4 with 30 yards and a touchdown, and Price has that 134-yard touchdown pass as well.
Potosi's getting ready for their third drive. First two, both touchdowns, as Weirich will kick it off from the 40-yard line. Brown back to return on the near side. Colin Hahn on the far side, both about 12 yards deep. Right-footed kick is away. Over to the far numbers. And Hahn muffs it at the 15, picks it up at the 20, comes between the hashes at the 22, and he's wrapped up. Great solo tackle by Logan Decker to wrap him up, and smacking himself angrily on the helmet is Hahn, as he's upset that he muffed it.
Yeah, very upset with himself there. Hahn, not a very big player, 5'6", 140, and I think he made a mistake there. He went to the right, avoiding his blockers to the left. There were 3 guys over there. Even if he did beat that initial tackle, he was going to get taken down, you know, maybe a yard, 2 yards later.
It is week one. You expect a little bit more sloppiness. Potosi's first touchdown drive went 66 yards. The second one only needed 15 off of the game's lone turnover, a pick by Colin Gauffreau. First and 10 from the 22. Receiver to each side. 2 running backs, shotgun. Tight end is on the quarterback's right side. Noah Jacobson, the quarterback in a different helmet than everyone else. Hands it off to Price. Price trying to cut to, Brown. To the 25, near numbers 30, 35, wrapped up from behind at about the 39-yard line by Farragher. That is good for a first down, a gain of about 16 yards. Actually, a little bit more after the spot. They put it at the 41.
Very nice run there. Just got the open lane, and you saw the acceleration as he burned straight through that. Take it all the way to now the 41. Flag is waved off on the play.
First and 10 brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. Tristan Brown, the speedster of their 3-0 of senior running backs. He had 649 yards on the ground last year. First and 10 from their own 40. Finch, the receiver, to the right. He has a touchdown in this game, as does Haynes, who's over to the left. 2 running back, shotgun. Jacobson, the quarterback. Fakes it to Allison, and he's grabbed for a sack at the 34. He was brought down immediately by Derek Rugen from the outside linebacker spot.
Miscommunication there. I think Allison thought that was going to be a play fake, and it seemed like Jacobson thought that was supposed to be a run play right there.
Rugen, very quick, 6'3", 185, senior. led his team in sacks last year with 7.5. We're a minute into the second quarter. Potosi with the ball down 2, going left to right from our view. 14-12 the score. Potosi with the purple helmets, gold jerseys, purple and white numbers, and white pants. Owensville, black helmets and pants, white jerseys, orange numbers. 4-receiver look. Lone running back is Price on the left shoulder. Now in motion, they fake the jet sweep, fake a handoff as well. Jacobson rolls to his left to the 30, and he is brought down at the 34-yard line. That's another sack, loss of 2 yards. And Dustin Farragher, the man making the stop this time, third down and long for Potosi.
Yeah, right there, that's where the inexperience for Jacobson was showing. He wasn't sure if he should throw it or try and run it, throw it or run it, and eventually the defensive lineman caught up to him. In that situation, you got to figure out right away, am I going to outrun this guy and get the edge, or is he going to get me? If he's going to get you and no one's open, just throw the ball away.
Jacobson is a sophomore quarterback, his first ever start at the position at the varsity level.
Coach Casey called him a pleasant surprise during training camp.
Ball at their own 34-yard line, third down and about 15. 4-receiver set and a flag before the play. Usually when that happens, it's a false start. That will not make things any easier for Potosi if that is in fact the case.
Could be a false start, could be an illegal formation. They do call it a false start.
Football brought to you by New Era Bank in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, and Deloge. Also want to thank Farmers Insurance agent Craig Portell in Potosi, the Washington County Ambulance District in Potosi, and Potosi R3 School District. 9:53, second quarter, Potosi down 2 to Owensville, 14-12. In their first meeting since 2011, they had a 6-year stretch where they opened against each other. Both teams won 3 of those 6 games.
Yeah, they also played twice a few years before that in 02 and 03, and Owensville won both of those. They hold the all-time record, 5-3.
Third and 21 from the 29. They fire deep on a streak. Far sideline incomplete at the 35. Will they throw a flag? No. They were looking for Brown on a streak. Weirich was right with him at the end and made contact right as the ball got there. Close, but no penalty. And punt team will be coming out.
And in that situation, they ran what's called a sluggo route on both sides, where the outside receiver runs a slant and go and then a post. And the inside guy runs a wheel route. This time they were trying to hit the wheel route on the far side, and they couldn't quite complete it there. The whole point of that is you want to mix up the safety. You want the safety to bite on the inside route, and then the out and up is open like it was there.
Zach Haynes, the punter, averaged 32 yards a kick last year. Rector and Reidenauer are the return men back at their own 40-yard line. Haynes gets the snap at the 15. Right-footed kicks away. Much better kick. High, deep kick. Far sideline. Bounces at the 33 and goes right to the sideline from there. So a solid kick by Zach Haynes. And now Owensville will have their fourth drive of the game. A first and 10 presented by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. Their drives have been touchdown, interception, and touchdown thus far. So we check a look at the stats brought to you by our friends at Bloomsdale Bank.
Yeah, taking a look at these stats for Owensville. It looks good on the ground for Wyatt Ellis. On the air, he's had some better days so far. He's 3 of 5 with 1 interception. Keep in mind that went through the hands of his target. On the ground for everyone else, though, besides Weirich, no one has done all too much damage on the ground. He's got 4 carries for 33 yards.
First and 10 from their own 34. 4 receivers, 2 to each side. 1 running back is Rector. They fake to Rector. Ellis straight up the middle, bowls over 1 defender, and gets grabbed at the legs at the 40 between the hashes. He's not afraid to lower his shoulder. He will try to run through you. It was eventually Govro who held on and brought him down. And Ellis is not a big kid, but he's not afraid of that contact.
No, which is why I like the comparison that I thought of when I was watching him play is a bit of Cam Newton. He doesn't do a lot of juking and dodging around. He just kind of veers and runs through people.
Second
the time.
And 4 from their own 40. 4 receivers set again. Rector the running back. 4-man rush. They pass far sideline 1-on-1. It is intercepted at the 25-yard line. Beautiful play picked off by Brendan Hovis.
Beautiful grab by Hovis. He did a nice job playing almost like a receiver there, boxing out and coming off a little bit gimpy is Wyatt Ellis. He got blasted in the backfield on that play. 2 players for Potosi came through untouched. And, you know, if you got a player that's super talented and you want to make him stop playing like that, you got to hit him hard whenever you get the chance. They did right there. He's coming off, and I'm not sure if he got the wind knocked out of him, but he's clutching his stomach right now, is Wyatt Ellis.
Hovis with a great job. Had to really reach out over the shoulder. That's not an easy catch to make for the INT. He had two last year, the junior corner. Second turnover of the game, Potosi takes over. Down 14-12, 8:39, second quarter. First and 10. Two receivers to each side. One running back shotgun for Noah Jacobson. Play action, looks to his left, doesn't have it. Scrambles to his right, in trouble at the five. Just throws it to the sideline. Incomplete. Not sure if he got out of the tackle box, but I don't see a flag, so it doesn't look like they're going to call intentional grounding.
Tough to say because he started off on one side, then he reversed field, and when they do that, it's hard to remember as an official where the other side of the tackle box started compared to where the linemen are right now. But back to that interception, Hovis, he played that like a wide receiver there. You're taught, you know, on a fade route, box out and don't let the defender get to the ball. This time he was the defender. He kept his shoulders square. Boxed out, so he was the only one that could make a play on that football.
Second and 10 from the 17. Two receivers right. Finch is the outside man. Two receivers left as well. Jacobson looking to his right. Caught on a screen and tackled immediately at the 14-yard line. Making the catch was Jake Casey. Making the tackle was Sean Irwin. Irwin, you know, that's how you play a screen perfectly. It's hard to make a solo wrap-up like that, but beautiful job by Irwin.
And that's the risk-reward with a play like that, where if you miss that tackle, you know, the other defender on the outside besides you is blocked. That's going to be a good amount of yards right there.
There's a loss of about four, so a third down, 7:25 on the clock. Ball at their own 15. Two receivers to each side again. Man goes in motion. They fake two handoffs. Jacobson rolls to his left, now runs straight up the middle, has some room to the 25, near hashes, 35, 40, 50, 45, 40 to the sideline, 30. He's run out of bounds just past the 30-yard line by Ridenour. Oh, what a run by Noah Jacobson. He says, oh, you keep talking about Ellis being a great running quarterback. What about me, guys?
Yeah, that is a heck of a run there. He saw daylight and ran straight towards it. Beautiful job and showing off the wheels there, too.
First and 10 brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. 7:06, second quarter. Potosi driving, they're down by two to Owensville in the season opener from Potosi. 27 yards away from the end zone. Ball on the near hash for the Trojans. Taking on the Dutchmen. They break the huddle against that 3-4 defense.
Gain of 58 on the play.
Haynes to the left, Finch to the right. One tight end on the right side, Portell. Two running back shotgun. Jacobson gets it. Straight up the middle, flag before the play. It was a handoff to Allison. Week one,
off the play, but that flag came in a little late. The ball was already snapped and handed off by the time they dropped the flag and blew the whistle. And
false start.
Yeah, Price isn't happy about that. Because if you're going to call that, you got to call that right away.
Week one, you do expect a bit more sloppiness when it comes to penalties. Potosi was 5-6 last year. Owensville 4-6. So both teams trying to build a bit this year, try to put together a winning record. First and 15 now from the 32-yard line. For the Trojans in the purple helmets with the Trojan logo on one side and the player's number on the other side. They have yellow jerseys, purple numbers, and white pants. Haynes out wide to the left. Finch on the right side. Two running back shotgun again. This time it's Brown and Price with Jacobson. Bobbled snap. Jacobson gets it out of bounds and then gets absolutely smoked at the 39-yard line. He's a little slow after that one. Logan Decker smacked him.
Yeah, he got hit hard on that play. And you mentioned he's got the bigger helmet. I can't figure out why he's got the helmet, but I have two theories in my head. Number one, they're doing some sort of science project on hits to the head for quarterbacks. Number two, he may have had a little too many hits to the head, and maybe that's a bit of a bigger, better protection helmet.
Yeah, for the folks at home, he's wearing a plain black helmet in comparison to the rest of his team wearing their normal purple helmets.
And it looks a little bit bigger than the other helmets that the players are playing, too, just slightly.
Third and 20 from the 37, deep drop to set up the screen. It's caught by Price, and he's taken down immediately at the 36. Near numbers by Dustin Farragher. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and a mile, and you're in a bad spot here. Probably have to punt. You don't like punting this close, but they don't have anybody who can kick a 50-some-odd-yard field goal, and it's fourth down and forever.
It's a tough decision right here to punt it, because if you do punt it and it winds up being a touchback, you're talking about
16 yards.
Yeah, 16 yards difference in field position. And then the question comes as a coach, do you trust your defense to make up those 16 yards? And if you do, you go for it. And that's what they're doing right here.
It'll be an empty backfield. Three receivers left, two right. Maybe watch for the quick punt, too. Jacobson, he'll take a deep drop. to the 47, fires near sideline into coverage, and it is caught at the 17-yard line near numbers. Are you kidding me? What a catch by Jake Casey. And he's right near that first down marker. It's going to be close.
Yeah, it looks like it's a gain of about 20 if they are going to give it to him. And based on where they're marking it, it looks like he's going to get the first down.
And he had to go up, and he got undercut when he made the catch, but held on to it. That's not an easy play to make for the son of the head coach, Jake Casey, sophomore. They will probably need to bring the sticks down over here as they're on the opposite end to measure.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're Owensville. You know what? Just ask for the measurement nonetheless. There's no reason not to. Doesn't hurt you to ask for it at all.
And they'll bring him down. Football brought to you by Nana's Brick Oven Pizzeria in Farmington. We sampled that earlier today. Not so bad. Brad Wooten, Autobody in Ironton, and TG Missouri in Perryville. Also fine sponsors of high school football.
Pretty good pizza if this New Yorker does say so himself.
And he knows.
And I know pizza.
He knows his pizza. Here's the measurement. 5:36, second quarter. 14-12, Owensville leads. Does Potosi have a first down?
Oh, wow, this is very close.
They're short by a chain link or two. Oh, such a great effort, though. You've got to give the credit to Jake Casey on making that catch, and Jacobson for a good throw, but it is not even a half yard short, and Owensville takes over on a turnover on downs.
You can't be upset with anyone on that play. I mean, they did make an incredible play, but Owensville made just a good enough play.
And it ends up working out probably the same way a punt would have been if it was a touchback, because they're going to have the ball at the 17. So Owensville's going to have to go a good distance to get.
In fact, you got an extra 3 yards if it were a touchback. Mm-hmm. So a little bit better. Still 5:36 to go, though. So something to keep in mind here with Owensville, especially when they have a quarterback that can run, is clock management. You want to score, but also eat as much of that clock as you can, so that way Potosi can't come down and score. Potosi also gets the ball in the second half to start it off, because they did defer, so we'll see how they handle things right here on this drive.
5:36, second quarter, 14-12, Owensville, as we have an official timeout. Owensville has two of their called timeouts at their disposal, 3-4 Potosi. Owensville scored on their opening drive, Tanner Rector with a 7-yard touchdown run. Potosi matched on a halfback pass, Zach Price to Brady Finch. Extra point was blocked to make it 7-6, and then interception by Colin Govereaux. Led to a Potosi touchdown pass, Jacobson to Haynes, 12-7, two-point conversion failed. And then Owensville got the lead on that next drive early in the second, 2-yard run by Dustin Farragher.
Make sure you stay tuned after the end of the second quarter for the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy specializes in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total healthcare destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton.
Of course, we'll have all of the scores from around the area coming up. A lot of great games going on here in week one. So now we're ready to go. 5:36, second quarter, first and 10 from their own 17 for Owensville, right to left from our view. Empty backfield for Wyatt Ellis, the junior quarterback, third-year starter.
It looks like they're coming out with an odd coverage, Potosi. They got one safety back deep. He's now shading to the left a little bit.
Four down linemen they will rush for, flag before the play.
These officials very strict with this false start, and they're calling it right as the ball is snapped, too. They're not giving them anything.
So they'll likely send him back. Both teams have had some trouble with penalties, but again, week one, you expect a little bit of sloppiness. First and 15 on the false start as they move it back to about the 12. Football presented by Presbyterian Manor in Farmington and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. Irwin's a receiver to the left. Dustin Farragher out wide to the right. He's now joined by Wyrick and also Ridenour and Rector over on the left slot. So five receivers again, four down linemen, second and 15. Gets a snap, they rush for three-step drop, standing in the pocket, now running straight up the middle is Ellis, and he's wrapped up at the 14 between the hashes. Great job wrapping him up by Ethan Rowland, as if he wouldn't have grabbed him, he could have gotten a pretty big gain there.
Yeah, there was a bit of room in front of him. He may not have gotten the first down, but he certainly would have put them in great second down position. But instead, it's still a second and long.
Rowland, defensive tackle, one of the team captains, 6'3", 230-pound senior. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Owensville with the ball by two. Second down and 12. This time one running back to the right of the quarterback. Ellis gets it. Four-man rush. Fires over the middle. Caught behind him at the 29 to the far numbers. Ridenour, 40 down the sideline. Pushed out of bounds at the 45. Not an easy adjustment to make for Devin Ridenour. The pass was a bit behind him, but able to make a great catch. There is a flag, though, at the 32-yard line at the far sideline.
Yeah, they don't, depending on what they call here.
That's about where the catch was made.
Yeah, it's going to be a gain of 25. And they're backing up here.
Block in the back against Owensville. Ooh. Head coach Dale Long not going to be pleased.
Not going to be pleased at all. That's not at all what you want, especially when you're trying to get a drive started. You know, if that happens a little bit further down, okay, you got some better field position, but now you're just backing up to where you were before.
Coach Long in his sixth year, joined in 2011, fifth year. I'm bad at math. Mark Casey.
That's why we work in radio.
Exactly.
Mark Casey. We're not engineers.
In his 10th year on the other sideline for Potosi. So they'll put it second down and six from their own 22. Owensville up 14-12, 4:47 first quarter here from Potosi. Season opener. Ball on the far hash. Irwin is the lone receiver to the left. Rector, the running back. Three receivers to the right of the quarterback, Wyatt Ellis. Four down linemen set. They will rush four. Ellis scrambles, far numbers. 25 wrapped up at the hashes at the 26. He'll be about a yard short of the first down. Colin Govro on the stop.
Hard to say whether or not that was a designed run. Certainly looked like it could have been. Because it dropped back and then very quickly just tucked the ball and took off.
Third down and one from the 26. Irwin will be a receiver to the left again. He is joined by Wyrick. Rector, the running back, with Ellis. Two receivers also to the right side.
I wouldn't be surprised if they run it here, especially with the clock situation. You have a chance to kill a bit of clock.
Blitz coming. Ellis scrambles to his right to the 30. Throws on the run at the sideline. It is dropped at the 47-yard line. It was in the hands for a first down, but Tanner Rector could not hold on. Step one, look ball into hands. Step three, profit. And that will bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, tough break there. And a couple of times, Ellis has been let down by his teammates with drop passes.
4:04 on the clock, as I would assume they would punt it away here. It's dangerous if you go for it. Colin Mann is back ready for the return. And Rugen, starting right tackle, the punter, is back at the 15.
Let's see what Potosi can do here with this.
35 yards a punt last year for Rugen. He's pretty close to the line, and they have a swinging gate-like formation. Everybody's to the right side. They snap it to Ellis, and it's a handoff to Farragher. Hit in the backfield, breaks a tackle, still alive. Brought down at the 34 for a loss of two near hashes. Govro ready to snuff it out from the very beginning. The trickeration fails. Turnover on downs.
Yeah, real interesting decision there. I would have played it safe, just punted away. Worst case scenario, say they get the touchdown and they get the one-point conversion. Still a five-point game. Still a touchdown without an extra point. Winds up making it a lead for you guys.
Looks like it's Dustin Farragher who's still down at the 24-yard line. It's one of those situations, too, that I feel like if you're going to go for it, you have better odds if you just run a regular play and not some sort of tricky play.
Yeah, put your number one offense out there. I get that it was Farragher who wound up running it anyway, but, you know, put your best offense out there. There's no point in putting the punting unit out there.
So both teams have had a turnover on downs on their last drive as they tend to Farragher, who's laying at the 24-yard line, far hashes. Clock stopped at 3:56 in the second quarter. Owensville still on top, 14-12. Potosi will have an opportunity with good field position. The drives so far for Potosi have been touchdown, touchdown, punt, and turnover on downs as they help Farragher up. And looks like he's a bit woozy.
Yeah, they took his helmet off. It seemed that they were tending to an upper body injury.
I hope he's going to get back in. He's a starter on both sides, a linebacker on the defense, and receiver slash running back for the offense. But he'll be out for at least one play. You have to sit out at least for one. And we'll see what Potosi can do, 24 yards from the end zone.
He does have to sit out for at least one unless Owensville is willing to burn a timeout. But it seems like it's not one of those where he's immediately ready to go, so there's no point in burning that timeout.
Potosi has all three of their timeouts if they need it. This is the type of time where you want this drive to drain down that clock, especially since Potosi starts with the ball in the third quarter. Receiver to each side, first and 10 from the 24, two running backs shotgun. Jacobson has Price to his left, Brown to his right. Jacobson 3 yards behind the center. Hand off, Price. Spins in the middle. Between the hashes, lowers his shoulder at the 21. Still fighting ahead. Price still going. They finally blow it dead on forward progress, but he got two or three extra yards on sheer effort. A gain of six.
Yeah, and he almost dropped that ball following the handoff as well. He bobbled it for a quick second, but then was able to bounce off a couple tackles right at about the line of scrimmage before carrying a few more further down the field.
I'll give them seven officially. So a second down and three, 17 yards from the end zone. Football brought to you by the YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus. 3:20 and ticking in the second. Potosi down by two. Haynes, the receiver left, Finch right. Two running backs set again. Portell tight end on the left side. Kyle Allison, handoff up the middle to the 15. Goes to the far hashes at the 10. Spins, stays on his feet, wrapped up right at the one-yard line at the far hashes. First down for Kyle Allison. Sean Irwin on the tackle. And an Owensville lineman is down at the 16-yard line. And I think that's Derek, or that's not Ruben, excuse me, that's Brandon Farragher, the brother of Dustin Farragher who got hurt. Now Brandon is down.
Yeah, the twin brother of him, although based on their build and position, they don't really appear to be twins. But you know what? They always ask about twins, whether or not if one person feels pain, does the other twin feel pain? I wonder if that's what happened right now. Maybe he's just feeling whatever his brother went through.
I don't know, but Potosi's going to have a golden opportunity here to try to take the lead. They haven't, or they led for a short time. Both teams scored on their opening drive, but Potosi was down one on a blocked extra point. And then after a Govro pick, they got a touchdown and had a 12-7 lead. So both teams have led in this game, although Potosi didn't lead for much.
That also puts Potosi over 100 yards rushing for the game so far. Still in the first half, stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank.
Halftime coming up, brought to you by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, as they'll be taking a look at all of the scores from around the area. A number of great games through the regional radio family. AM 800 KREI's got Farmington and Fox facing off. And you've got Windsor and St. Pius over on KJF, and our web TV game, Central and Sullivan.
And Jordan, I don't know how much of a gambling man you are, but we were joking with the ability that the offense for both these teams seemed to have coming in. We were joking over-under combined 60. You and me were both saying over easily. I'm glad we didn't put any money down on that, because right now it's not looking so good for us, as it's only a 14-12 game. Still plenty of time, but
still
the odds are not in our favor as of right now.
Still attending to Brandon Farragher, who's lying on his back. Farragher starting nose tackle on the defensive side and starting right guard on the offensive side. And we saw his brother Dustin, who I think is going to, nothing serious with him, but now they'll help Brandon up. So that's good to see them helping him up at least, although a bit ginger. It looks like he's going to have some help to get off the field.
Very ginger, it seems, as he's putting absolutely barely any weight on that left leg, and that's what they seem to be tending to. You know, in football, you always hope for the best with an injury, but, you know, it seems like this is going to be one of those injuries that we may not see him for the rest of the game.
Well, the good news for Farragher, if nothing else, if this is an injury that takes his season, he is a junior, so this wouldn't be his final game, but of course you hope that he's going to be able to get back in, if not in this game, soon enough. But it's going to be a big advantage without your nose tackle, especially in a 3-4 defense. That's a very important guy.
I mean, that's the initial point of attack right there. It all starts and ends with the nose tackle in a 3-4 defense. You look at great 3-4 defenses in the NFL, they got a good nose tackle.
And taking his spot at nose tackle is Quentin Benson. First and goal for Potosi. Down by two, they are a yard away from the end zone. They come out with the receiver to each side, tight end on the right side in Portell. Two running back shotgun for the quarterback, Jacobson. Gets the snap. Handoff up the middle. Tackled right at the one-yard line from the outside linebacker spot, Rugen. Boy, he is just quick. He's got a great burst from that outside linebacker spot.
Yeah, Rugen just absolutely sliced right into that backfield. I mean, that's the only way to call it. He just cut through the offensive line to make the tackle.
Here's the situation if you're Potosi. Let that clock drain down. 20 seconds on the play clock. 2:40 on the game clock. They're 1 yard still from the end zone. Haynes left, Finch right in terms of receivers. Running back left is Brown, right is Price. Jacobson in the shotgun. Hand off to the left back. It's fumbled and caught by, did Rugen get it? No, it's loose still. At the two, it was almost caught by Rugen. And it is Owensville ball. It was mishandled from the very beginning by Price. And got knocked loose, recovered by Owensville at the 2-yard line. First time Potosi has fumbled in this game.
Tough break there. You're at the 1-yard line. You got a chance to walk away with at least 3 points if you can put the field goal up and in.
Even with as good of an offense as Owensville has, 2:21, two timeouts, you have to go 98 yards to get a touchdown. That's not an easy sell.
It's not an easy sell, but I mean, if there's one player that we've seen so far that could do it, it's Wyatt Ellis.
Last drive, a turnover on downs. One before that was an interception. 2:21, Owensville up by two, and a timeout will be called by Owensville.
Let's see how they play this here. The Potosi defense initially came out playing single high safety, very tight coverage across the board in a zone coverage scheme, and it worked out all right for them at the end of the day. They wound up forcing the punt, but we'll see with the time situation if they may back up a little bit.
Calling that timeout leads me to think that they're just going to try to run things down, because you want to hold on to that timeout if you're going to try to drive down the field. That's not something you want to get rid of.
They also want to make sure they have the right play in there, too. I mean, you don't want to
avoid the safety.
Exactly. Right at the right at your own 1 yard line, or excuse me, your own 2 yard line is where they're lined up right now. Yeah, you're right. You don't want to run the wrong play, or, you know, if it doesn't look good, take the timeout. You don't want this to become a tie game and give possession back to Potosi, who has 3 timeouts with 2:21 left. That would be a huge momentum swing of safety.
This is week one. Potosi goes to St. Clair next week. Owensville will host Eldon next week, a team that they lost to last year, 56-33. Potosi did not play St. Clair last year. 2:21, second quarter, 14-12. Owensville on top. Potosi would love to get the safety. And again, Owensville is without starting right guard Brandon Farragher. So maybe if you're head coach Mark Casey, you try to attack that opening.
And they have had a bit of success on the blitz. The second interception that was thrown by Wyatt Ellis was when the blitz was, you know, sneaking right down his throat. He got lit up on that play. Let's see. It looks like a tight formation that they're coming out with here.
Cameron McQueen is in at that right guard spot in favor of Farragher. And it's an I formation, very tight. Just a QB sneak by Ellis to avoid the safety. He gets to the 5. For a gain of about 3, brought down by Govro, among others.
And I like that. Smart, safe play calling. As now, tempting as it is to try and, you know, gun for the touchdown and go 99 or 98 yards all the way down the field, play it safe. You got a whole second half to adjust and attack. It's only a 2-point lead for you guys. You don't want to squander that by getting too aggressive.
Potosi starts with the ball in the third, and you'd think they might call a timeout here if they can make another good stop. Second down and 7 from the 6. I formation again, Ellis under center, 4 down linemen defensively for Potosi. Deep back gets a carry. That is Rector to the far numbers, 10 to the 15, has the first down. Rector gets to about the 16 before he's taken down near the sideline by Portell. So now stops the clock temporarily with a minute 37. We'll see if Coach Long decides to be aggressive and try to get down the field, or if they just run down that clock.
A lot of decisions to make here. Let's see. I think you run one more play and pocket that one timeout.
First and 10 from the 16. Now they'll spread it back out. 4 receivers, 2 to each side. 4 down linemen again for Potosi. Ellis is letting the clock drain down, and now we have a flag and a false start.
Yeah, that's on the outside. Looked like the wide receiver on that play for Owensville just took off a little bit too early, Dustin Farringer.
So it's good that Dustin Farragher is back in the game, though, because he was also hurt along with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So false start.
Still jumping a little early there. He's trying to anticipate his own quarterback snap count. And I mean, how many times in this first half have we seen both teams try to do that and fail? Just play it safe. That extra split second isn't going to do all too much.
Football brought to you by Comtree Comprehensive Health Centers. Also want to thank Bloomsdale Bank, Bloomsdale, Crystal City, Herculaneum, and St. Genevieve. Halftime show coming up brought to you by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Minute 21 on the clock. It is stopped now. First and 15 from the 11. They go back to the I formation. Deep back is Rector, it appears, and just a QB sneak again for Ellis. Gets to the 15. Gain of about 4 or 5. But they're going to run the clock. And again, does Potosi call a timeout?
This is where I would, because they're under a minute left. They can kill the clock if you don't take the timeouts here. Yeah, I would start to take the timeouts.
Looks like they're going to let it drain. Not take any risks, especially having the ball in the third quarter. We'll see what Owensville does now. They've got 15 seconds on the play clock, 55 on the game clock. 3 receivers left, 1 right, 2nd and 11 from their own 15. Ellis lets it run down to 5, takes the snap, wants to pass, fires over the middle and is incomplete at the 25 on a slant, looking for Dustin Farragher. Govro got him right as the ball got to him. Good coverage. And third down, and that stops the clock. And now Potosi could save a timeout if Owensville runs a play, gets stopped, and the clock keeps going.
And then they would still have 2 timeouts to work with. Following the punt return, another 2 plays, we'd be talking about 30 seconds, depending on where the return is, close or just beyond midfield.
They don't have their normal kicker, Kyle Ogier, so it would make it tougher if they wanted to try to get a field goal, as it's a third down and 11 for Owensville. 41 seconds remaining.
Derek Rugen listed as the punter for Owensville.
Looking to pass is Ellis. And he's going to be sacked from the blind side. Tried to scramble to the six. He is brought down by Ethan Rowland. And timeout called by Potosi with 35 seconds to go.
This is huge. You got the Owensville Dutchman all the way backed up near their own end zone. They do get the punt off. You're going to be in great field position.
They'll have two timeouts to work with. We'll take a timeout as well. This is high school football on J98.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbag side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
Potosi maybe with an opportunity to get ahead before halftime. They're down 14-12 to Owensville with 34.6 remaining in the second quarter. Potosi has two timeouts to work with, and Owensville with a fourth and a mile will be punting it away. Derek Rugen is the punter, and he has an average last year of 35 a kick, so not a bad punter. The return man is back at the 38-yard line, and that is Hahn. So Colin Hahn will have the opportunity. He's at the far hashes. Rugen, well, Ellis is in there too as an up man. And they try to fake earlier. I don't know why they try it here, as they line everybody up to the right side except for the long snapper, Ellis, and the punter, and then one wing out to the left. Ellis fakes getting the snap. It is punted by Rugen. End-over-end kick, not much hang time, bounces at the 40, caught by a different Potosi player, and he's hit hard at the 34-yard line. Zach Haynes got absolutely smoked by Logan Decker, our first major candidate there for the crown collision of the game.
Yeah, that time Devin Ridenhour tried to be a hero a little bit there, for Potosi, the player that was trying to play a little bit of hero ball there, was Zach Haynes. He was one on the outside. His job is just to keep the gunner away from the punt returner, but after the bounce, he looked up, felt no one was around him for a bit, which was true, but then eventually, you're right, that player closed, and that was a huge hit there.
Collision of the game, Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends, Highway 67 north of Farmington. So Potosi has two timeouts, 25.6 seconds, and they're 34 yards from the end zone with the ball at the near hash.
And those two timeouts to work with give you a lot of flexibility. You don't have to just attack the outside. You can go straight up the middle if you want as well. And Owensville playing very, very tight coverage.
Haynes left, Finch right, two running back, flag before the play, false start. Looks like, 5 yards backward. Doesn't make things any easier for Potosi. A lot of sloppiness from both teams here in this first half of the season.
I mean, they're anticipating their own quarterback snap count, and it's not working for them.
So they go back 5 yards. That puts it at the 39.
And that goes for both teams. Both teams are trying to time up their own quarterback snap counts, and they've been called so many times.
Sun is mostly set as they're heading toward the end zone that has a graveyard off in the distance. 24.6. A little early for the season to be buried. They want to get the other team buried in this game. First and 15, 39 yards away. Again, they have 24.6 and two timeouts. Three receivers left, one right. High snap. Good job by Jacobson to grab it. Being pressure from the blind side. Fumbled the ball. It's loose at the 40. It is picked up by Rugen, who gets to the 30-yard line of Potosi. Oh, that comes with 16 seconds to go. And now the opportunity for Owensville, although Rugen might be hurt.
Yeah, that was a...
It was Dustin Farragher who forced it.
For Potosi, that's a big mistake there by Jacobson. You can't afford to fumble the ball in a situation like this. And then, especially as the quarterback fumble it, because there's no one behind you to try and make a stop. Fortunately, I believe it was one of the running backs that came back to help him out.
So that puts both teams at two turnovers in the game. And Rugen is down at the 28-yard line. They already lost their right guard in Brandon Farragher. And you don't want Rugen, who's an outstanding tackle and outside linebacker, one of the best players on this Owensville squad.
The second fumble commit so far by Potosi. First one was by Price.
It's been fumbles on Potosi and interceptions for Owensville, the two turnovers for both teams so far. So Owensville does have one timeout left, and The ball is 30 yards from the end zone. They're up by two, 14-12, 16.1 is on the clock as they tend to the injured player.
Plenty of time for Ellis to make a play in this situation. I mean, he can run it up the middle if an opening is created, take slide and take the timeout, or as he always likes to do it, run a few players over, then take the timeout. Also, still plenty of time to make a couple passing plays. Maybe keep a few to the outside so he can get out of bounds.
And they help Rugen up, and he is walking off under his own power, so it doesn't look like it's too serious. Another trouble for Owensville, they don't have much of a field goal kicking game with Weirich. I think maybe the farthest he could try a kick and have a decent shot would maybe be 25 or 30 yards based on what we've seen. So they might not have that option. We'll see. They're 30 yards in the end zone, 16.1. One receiver left in Irwin, and they'll have three to the right. Taking over at right tackle is Colton Moore. Ellis has one running back to his right, and that is Rector. Here it is, first and 10 from the 30. Ellis waiting for the snap. Gets it. Fake the draw. He's in trouble. Scrambles deep to the 40 at the right side. The numbers just throws it, and it's incomplete. Just tried to get rid of it at the 20-yard line. Is very quickly pressure in his face, and we have a flag back near where the offensive line was, so maybe a hold. 8 seconds left. So now with 8 seconds, either way, they have time for, looks like, an eligible man downfield. 8 seconds is at most two plays, but could be just one play. So they might just try a Hail Mary at this point.
Yeah, you could definitely go for two Hail Marys in this situation, but depending on the type of play, if it's a rollout again, that's going to burn a lot of time.
So an eligible man downfield against Owensville. We'll send him backward.
If you do make another play, though, it's going to have to be a short play because you want to guarantee you can get the timeout in and stop the clock before halftime.
Halftime show coming up by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. So it is a first and 15. They're 35 yards from the end zone. One timeout, 8.3 on the clock. Three receivers right. Irwin, the lone man, to the left. Ellis waiting for the snap. He gets it. They'll rush four. It's a screen to the right, caught by Farragher at the 30. And Farragher still on his feet, gets to the 20, far sideline. Farragher still fighting, brought down just short of the pylon. He didn't get in. The clock has run out, and I don't think they got a timeout in. I'm sure they were trying. But it looks like Farragher is going to be short. They spot the ball at the 3, and they say we are done. Potosi will have the ball to start the third quarter. They're down by 2, 14-12, Owensville leads. On the way, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy specializes in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total healthcare destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. This is High School Football on J98.
This is Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. We know you have lots of choices when it comes to finding a pharmacy. Those choices promise things like friendly staff, shorter wait times, free delivery, and knowing you by name. At Parkland Health Mart, all of those things are a given. We want you to choose us for our ability to provide things like medication synchronization, immunization services, medical equipment sales and service, and free wellness classes, including diabetic education. Come see us today in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton, because we are your total healthcare destination.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
It's time for the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy specializes in special orders. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it the very next day. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, your total healthcare destination in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton.
Welcome into the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We already have one game starting the third quarter. We're to the half. on J98 between Owensville and Potosi. On AM 800 KREI, action just about to get underway as Fox and Farmington all squared up at 7. Our J98 Web TV exclusive. It was Park Hill Central up 21-6 over the Sullivan Eagles. And on AM 1400 KJF, a high-scoring affair knotted up at 20-all between Windsor and St. Pius. We have several games going on. Week one, it's like Christmas. It's finally here. One game final already inside the listening area. The Festus Tigers, a road victory over Vashon in an afternoon matinee to start week one. Final score, Tigers 29 over Vashon 26. Crystal City holding a one-point edge over the Chaffee Red Devils at 14-13. Grandview being held scoreless against Scott City. It's 21-0. Jefferson, a 20-point advantage over Kabul at 26-6. Valley Catholic on top of St. Vincent in a big way, 48-0. The Kennett Indians winning at home over the Fredericktown Blackhats, 13-0. The Dragons of DeSoto trailing the Perryville Pirates, 15-8. St. Genevieve, a 2-touchdown lead over Dexter at 14-0. North County over Sekman, that one 14-0 as well. A look inside of your Presbyterian Manners of Mid-America scoreboard. Presbyterian Manners, the way you want to live. We have plenty to get into before we start the second half of Potosi and Owensville. This is the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
Barbecue season is always in season at Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Hi, I'm Jeff Kettle Hut, and my Memphis-style baby back ribs, pulled pork, brisket, whole turkeys and sides are a great idea for all your family get-togethers, upcoming holidays, birthday parties, and more. Don't forget to add our desserts, including our handmade pies, cobblers, and bread pudding to any event. Remember, Kettle Hut Smokehouse for all your catering needs. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City, Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Pre-planning a funeral is very personal. Whether it's special music or a favorite poem, each person has their own wishes. At Cosine Memorial Chapel, we're here to help you express those wishes.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cosine Memorial Chapel, Farmington.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment at our new facility in Hillsboro. That number again is 481-6040 or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Oh, yeah! Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers, reminding you to tune in to the End Zone Show for the region's best coverage of high school football. Only on Regional Radio.
It's the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show on Regional Radio as we are to the break of Owensville and Potosi with the Dutchman on top of the Trojans, 14-12. AM 800 KREI, Farmington and Fox, 7-all. AM 1400 KJF, Windsor and St. Pius tied at 20. And the J98 Web TV exclusive, Central on top of Sullivan, 21-6. So let's dive in and see or hear what just happened on AM 800 KREI to get things going for the high school football season. It was the Farmington Knights taking an early lead with just 30 seconds left in the first quarter over the Fox Warriors.
Friedmeyer's under center, sparks it out, runs a man in motion, keeps it, dives forward, stretches the ball to the end zone, and he's in! 6 points! Farmington Knights, Cody Friedmeyer, gets touchdown number one on the season.
And then with just a little bit of time left in the second quarter, Fox answered.
the 13-yard line. Pistone goes to the end zone and dives in. Fox can tie it with the extra point. Pistone rushes into the end zone from 7 yards out with 10 seconds left.
The game stayed 7-all until they went to the break. The third quarter just getting underway on AM 800 KREI with Fox and Farmington. We'll jump into our Web TV game. It was the Rebels of Park Hills Central drawing first blood. A lot of question marks around the Rebels coming into the season. Some of those answered on the first touchdown of the season by Tristan Campbell.
Triple I formation and running it right into the end zone, and that is Tristan Campbell. And puts those Central Rebels on top 6-0.
The Rebs staying with the power offense, a two-point conversion to take an 8-0 lead, but the Dutchmen, or rather the Eagles, answered with a score of their own.
Rolling right, Pryor has a man in the end zone, and it's a touchdown. Dane Hartman bailing out the Eagles, receives it for 5 yards, and the score.
Sullivan unable to convert on their two-point conversion attempt. That put them behind 8-6. After that, it's been all Park Hills Central. So that's our J98 Web TV exclusive. Central on top of Sullivan. Farmington and Fox just getting into quarter number three. That one tied at 7-all. So let's jump in and tell you a little bit about what happened in the contest on J98 between Potosi and Owensville. We'll recap that up next. It's the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
Hi, this is the Jefferson County Family YMCA reminding you that youth fall soccer and volleyball enrollment is now open. At the Y, we promise no tryouts and no bench warmers. Every player plays at least half of every game. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration ends August 22nd. Call 931-YMCA.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with 3 homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
Who let the dogs out? Who? Who? Who?
And who turned up the heat? Hey, David Sisson from Sampson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. We're in the dog days of summer, and I want to help you beat the heat with deals that'll make you melt. This month, I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade to get into a cooler car. The deals are hot, but the AC is cold during our dog days of summer sale. We want to clear our lot before the summer's over, so I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value to trade in and up, even if you've been burned by credit in the past. I'll sweat the lenders out to get you approved. Come see me during our dog days of summer sale and get up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade, and we'll get you in a cooler car. Only at Sampson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Want to really heat things up? Right now you can get no payments until fall on the new 2016 Ford models. Come see us soon before these hot offers end. Visit us online at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects trade allowance. Excludes sale price vehicle. See dealer for details.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
The last leg of the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Potosi trailing the Dutchmen of Owensville at the break. The score 14-12, and a lot of action early on between these two, but it was Owensville getting on the board first on a 7-yard run.
Back to the shotgun, two receivers right, one or two left as well. Rector is the running back with Ellis. Four down lineman for Potosi. They give it to Rector up the middle. He's got an opening between the hashes, untouched for a touchdown. He didn't get hit until he was right at the goal line. That is a 7-yard touchdown run from Tanner Rector with 8:54 on the clock in the first. Owensville strikes first.
The extra point was anything but extra. They missed it. Potosi answered right back, getting their first lead of the 2016 season.
Two running backs set. Allison to the right of Jacobson. To the left is Price. Shotgun look. Hand off to Price. Price is going to look to throw. Fires down the far sideline. No one even near him at the 5-yard line. Easy touchdown to Brady Finch. Potosi on the board. A 34-yard strike.
And it was tit for tat all through the first half between these two.
They fake two handoffs. Jacobson keeps it. Runs to his left. He'll throw a floater. Back corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Zach Haynes.
And it wasn't long after. The score and lead flipped again.
Fourth and goal. Handoff. Up the middle. Farragher's close between the hashes. No signal yet.
He got taken down right about the line. That's really close. We have a tough angle from all the way here. Both players saying
touchdown.
The opposite. There we go.
Very delayed call, but it's a 2-yard touchdown run for Dustin Farragher.
Not a single bad game at all on regional radio week one. Yeah, that just happened. That's the wrap on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show. We'll go back out to the field with Jordan and Sean next on Regional Radio.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms and names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
Back out at Potosi High School as we're wrapping up the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy halftime show. Time to take a look at the first half statistics, which are brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Sean Malone, what did the stats say after two quarters of play?
Well, for Owensville, Wyatt Ellis, he's got 8 carries for 32 yards, 5 of 10 passing, 104 yards, and 2 interceptions is what I have him down for. Far from his best outing, at least what we've seen from him so far. As for the running game, Rector's got 4 carries, 17 yards, and a touchdown. Farragher, he's got 3 carries, 7 yards, and a touchdown. Weirich, 4 carries, 33 yards. And Ridenhour has 1 carry for 7 yards. On the receiving side, Farragher's got 3 catches for 70 yards. Weirich and Ridenhour have 1 catch each for 17 and 25 yards, respectively. Meanwhile, for Potosi, their offense is going to get things started. Price has 6 carries, 27 yards, and a fumble. Jacobson, he's got a fumble, too, on 5 carries for 50 yards. 4 carries for 33 yards for Brown. Allison's got 2 carries for 17 yards. Price, he's 1 for 1 with a touchdown on 34 yards passing in that one pass on the running back pass that they ran. Jacobson, 6 of 9, 46 yards, and one touchdown. Turnovers really plaguing both teams in the first half, excuse me.
Two interceptions against Owensville and the two fumbles on Potosi. Stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Also want to thank some of our other great sponsors, including Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. They sponsor the End Zone Show. Mega Sports in Farmington. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve. And Parkland Health Mart Pharmacies in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. Speaking of St. Genevieve, that's where we're going to be next week. St. Gen High and Valley Catholic will be facing off next Friday. We'll have that game for you here on J98. 14-12 the score in this one here from Potosi. Owensville on top. Right now, the difference, blocked extra point by Owensville. And then Potosi tried the two-point conversion. They didn't get that. So that's the difference right now in this two-point game. Potosi will start with the ball. Drive so far for Owensville. Touchdown, interception, turnover on downs. And then they lost the ball and ran out of time on their final drive. For Potosi, touchdown, punt, turnover on downs, fumble, and then fumble. That's so far what we've seen in this game. Taking a look at the starters, if you're just tuning in for Potosi, sophomore quarterback Noah Jacobson is the QB. Running backs Zach Price and Tristan Brown, Zach Haynes and Brady Finch at receiver, Jared Portell at tight end. Offensive line from left to right, Kobe Boyer, Gabe Smith, JT Huck, Dylan Wright, and Ethan Rowland. Defensively for Potosi, 4-3 look, ends Dylan Wright and Gabe Smith, tackles Cooper Wells and Ethan Rowland. Middle linebacker Colin Govro, Ryan Coleman, Ryan Oja on the outside, Brady Finch and Brendan Hovis at corner, Jared Portell and Jake Casey at safety. Potosi, the Trojans, coached by Mark Casey.
Some tree lines around us here, especially on the opposite side of the field. There's two taller trees and then some shorter trees in between them, and I did see a bit of a flash behind them. I have no idea how far away it was. I just kind of saw the sky light up for a second. So the rule is here in Missouri, if lightning does strike or thunder is heard, there is a 30-minute mandatory delay. If it strikes again, the clock resets to 30 minutes once
Why
again.
Why even thinking negative thoughts, Sean? Bad mojo. Don't even think about it.
No, it's a reverse jinx. You talk about it so then it doesn't wind up happening.
So Potosi will start with the ball. We'll get the Owensville starters here in a bit. Robert Weirich set to kick it off from the 40-yard line. So we'll see what happens as Tristan Brown, Colin Hahn back to return it, both at the 10-yard line. Weirich, a short kick. Far numbers caught at the 31-yard line to the 35 to the 40, and they get to the 40-yard line. As making the catch was one of the up men, that was Ethan Brown, younger brother of Tristan. So first and 10, good field position here for Potosi. The Owensville defense is a 3-4. Ends Cameron McQueen and Aaron Budnick. Brandon Farragher's the nose tackle, but he's hurt. Quentin Benson now playing in his place. Dustin Farragher, Derek Rugen, outside linebacker, inside Wyatt Ellison, Logan Decker, Devin Ridenour, and Dylan McClure at corner. Robert Weirich, Sean Irwin at safety.
Looks like they actually moved over defensive end Cameron McQueen to the nose tackle position. So he's playing at the nose right now, and let's see, replacing him on the end.
Budnick's on the right end. So first and 10, as Jacobson hands it off, and no luck. Trying to fight for extra yards, but he's taken down between the hashes at the line of scrimmage. Zach Price ran into a wall of defenders, including Rugen and also Colton Moore. Actually, Budnick's normally a starter, so Moore is the guy who's in. Budnick, Moore, and McQueen on that defensive line right now. Just underway in the third quarter from Potosi High. Sun has set. Not really any wind to worry about. 14-12, Owensville, Potosi with the ball. Going left to right from our view. Receiver to each side, two running back shotgun. Handoff. Kyle Allison met at the line of scrimmage near hashes. No luck for him. It was Richard Nelms that time on the tackle.
That Owensville front seven closing very quickly on the ball carrier, those first two plays to get it started.
Potosi going left to right in the purple helmets, yellow jerseys, purple numbers, white pants. Although the quarterback, Noah Jacobson, in a plain black helmet. On the helmets for everybody else, you've got a Trojan logo on one side and the player number on the other side. Third and 10 from their own 40. Receiver to each side again, two running back shotgun. Jacobson fakes to both, keeps it, he's in trouble, avoids a defender, throws to his left, caught at the 45, at the sideline, dives to the first down. It is close at the 49. We'll see where they spot it, making the catch. was Tristan Brown out of the backfield.
It looks like they're going to be just short here based on what I saw. It looked like a gain of only 9 on the play.
Might go for it here near midfield. Owensville black helmets, black pants, white jerseys, orange numbers, and a big orange O on the helmet as they will have to measure the ball. Luckily, the ball is right next to the sticks. So they only have to go like 4 steps.
But you know what? You want to ask for the measurement officially anyway if you're head coach Mark Casey, so that way you can buy a little time, do a little thinking here. What do you want to do?
I tell you what, based on that spot, it's going to be close. It could be a first down on its own merits. Football brought to you by Crown Collision Center in Farmington and County Do-It Center in St. Genevieve. Also want to thank Norman Krumpecker, bail bond agent in Potosi. Now they will measure it. And
one of the advantages the measurement does, too, it makes it official how close it is, if it is going to be close, because then they measure the chain.
First down.
Remember how far it is, and there you go.
First and 10, brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time, and it was an extra inch, which got them their first down here of the third quarter. Potosi down 14-12, 10-11 in the third. First and 10 from the 50.
I'm going to throw one of those sports cliches out there. It's a game of inches, but this is why you throw that cliche out there. That 1 inch makes the difference in the world.
Allison and Brown, the running backs with Jacobson in the shotgun, one to each side. He's about 4 yards behind his center as a lot of movement on the line. This one might be on the defense. Looks like the snap count may have drawn them off a bit too soon, but we'll see if someone on the offense moved first.
We've seen plenty of false start calls, but not this time. That's going to be encroachment on the defense.
I think that's the first time we've seen encroachment in the game. We've seen a lot of false starts from both sides, but I do not believe we've had an encroachment call yet.
This time, Potosi goes with the hard count. First time we've seen either team go with the hard count, and they stayed absolutely still. No false start at all that time.
Good job by the sophomore quarterback. First and 5, 45 yards from the end zone. Finch receiver right, Haynes left. 2 running back shotgun again. Portell tight end on the right side. They fake the double handoff. Jacobson scrambles to his right at the 50, throws short, incomplete at the 39, pass too low. Had a chance at it, did Tristan Brown, but that was not an easy catch to make as his hands were down at his knees to try to get under it, and that'll bring up a second down.
Yeah, that's a really tough catch to try and make there, and Jacobson threw that kind of sidearm a little bit, trying to see if he could bend it around the defender that was closing in on him. I think he would have been better off if he just stopped for a second, settled. But there was a blocker right there trying to run parallel with the defender. That block would have been made had he stopped and then just cut up for a run.
Second down and 5, 45 yards from Pater. Down by 2 here from Potosi High, season opener. Trojans 5-6 last year. The Dutchmen 4-6 last year. Same look offensively. 2 running backs, 3-4 defense. Hand off to Price. He goes off left tackle, and he got about 2 or 3 at the far numbers before he was brought down by Dustin Farragher. So a third down and about 2 or 3 coming up here. They spot it at the 42. So they'll need 2 for a first down. And again, it's 4 down territory once you get this close, especially with a 4th and short if they can't get anywhere. Third down and 2. Again, Finch and Haynes are running, or your receivers. Brown, the running back, to the left with Price to the right of Jacobson in the shotgun. 3-4 defense. Linebackers show blitz. They will blitz. It's picked up. Jacobson in trouble, though. He is sacked at the 45. They picked up the first guy on the blitz. They didn't get the second guy, Logan Decker, sacked at the 45. And now you have to punt because instead of 4th and short, it's 4th down and more than 10.
Tough break there. You're right. The punt is the big difference. Now they can't go for it. It was also a short yardage play, but they came out firing the front 7 for Owensville here. A lot of blitzes in the second half.
It worked out perfectly because they left a running back in to pick up the first blitzer, but there was nobody there to get Decker from the linebacker spot. Decker, 3rd on the team in tackles last year, and now punt coming. Haynes at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. 2 return men at the 20, and someone had to scramble off the field late. I think they had 12 in the huddle because I saw someone kind of frantically coming off for Potosi. So that's 5 more yards back.
Yeah, that's another silly mistake that you see a lot of teams make this early in the season, but still one that a coach is not going to be happy about.
Week 1, first time these teams have met since 2011, as they used to open against each other for a number of years. From 2006 to 2011, they opened against each other. Both teams won thrice. Wyerick is one of the return men at the 25. The other is Dustin Farragher, both at the 25. Each standing on a hash mark. as Haynes gets a right-footed shank to the near sideline, bounces at the 45 of Owensville and rolls about 6 yards to the 39. So it ends up being about a 15-yard punt. So decent field position for Owensville. They're up 14-12, 8:32, third quarter.
Rough punt right there. I mean, that just sliced right off the side of his foot. He didn't hit it square. That was the problem with that.
Looked like one of my golf shots, and that's not a positive comparison.
I wish my golf shots looked that nice.
First and 10 now for Owensville. They've got a receiver to each side. Make it two receivers to the right. Shotgun. Rector and Weirich are the running backs with Ellis, and Ellis will give it to Weirich. Goes to the far side, cuts at the hashes, 40, 45, and wrapped up at the 49. Gain of about 9 before he was brought down by Portell. And starters for the offense of Owensville, Wyatt Ellis at QB. Dustin Farragher and Tanner Rector and Robert Weirich all kind of go receiver and running back. Devin Ridenour and Sean Irwin have been exclusively receivers, and we'll get the line here shortly as they hurry up 2nd and 1 from the 49. Ellis keeps it. Actually, yep. No, Weirich has it. As they were running side by side for a while to try to fake out the defense, flags do come in. As it stands, it's a first down to the 43.
It looks like this one may be coming back.
Offensive line starters, Jarrett Payne, Aaron Budnick, Garrett Bunt, Brandon Farragher, and Derek Rugen from left to right. As we mentioned, that right guard, Brandon Farragher, is out of the game with an injury. And they are moving it backward. So a penalty going against Owensville. 8 minutes exactly. Third quarter, 14-12. Owensville on top in this season opener. Coach Dale Long, the Dutchman, been with the team since 2011. And Mark Casey in his 10th year for the Potosi Trojans. Holding penalty, so 2nd down and 11. The ball now on their own 38. They come out with an I formation behind the left tackle. They hand it off to the deep back. That is Farragher. Comes through the 35 at the hashes. Wrapped up from behind at the 44. Took a hard hit. He's hurt. He got kind of bent awkwardly.
He got banged up a little bit earlier, too, don't forget.
Because he got wrapped up low, and as he was falling down low, he got hit up high and got bent back a little bit. He's back up and okay, but that was kind of an ugly-looking contact. Nice gain, though, for Dustin Farragher.
He's going to come out, though, a little gimpy.
Yeah.
A little bit of a limp with his left leg.
3rd down and 6 from their own 44.
And he actually takes his seat as soon as he gets off. He's going to get checked out by the trainer. Not looking good.
Four receivers, Rector the running back. They fake to him, and oh, man, Dylan Wright just destroyed Ellis at the 40 in the backfield. Loss of about 5. Whew.
That's a big boy to be hit by. Yeah, Wyatt, he can take a hit. He's a strong player, but, I mean, that's the kind of player, Dylan Wright, you don't want to run into. 6'2", 235 pounds. He's part of the 900-pound club. His bench press, squat, and power clean all combines to 900 pounds, just under 1,000 pounds, actually, right outside the 1,000-pound club.
Candidate for the Crown Collision Center collision of the game. As the punting formation is a goofy one here for Owensville. They have everybody lined up to the right except one gunner on the left side, the long snapper, Ellis, the quarterback, 5 yards behind the snapper, and then the punter. And the timeout will be called by Owensville.
Let's see, that's what surprised me. Owensville called the timeout there. Typically, you're trying to force Potosi to call the timeout. And they had it lined up pretty well there. Potosi didn't have enough players on the far side of the field where the offensive line, for the most part, was set up in the muddle huddle formation. What you want to do there, the reason you run that, is to get them to miss a line. You just snap it back, just throw a quick hit on the outside. Let your guy take it the 9 yards that's necessary. It's almost like the flying V in hockey with that many linemen in front of you.
Quack, quack, quack. Trouble is now you call the timeout. If you were going to do a fake, you kind of tip your hand a little bit.
There's no point in calling the timeout there because you want Potosi to burn the timeout so they can discuss how to align for a situation like that. You don't want to be burning the timeout yourself.
So it is 14-12, Owensville on top. The difference right now, a blocked extra point and then a failed two-point conversion back in the first quarter. Both teams punting on their opening drive here in the third. So we're just about halfway through the frame. So the same formation. Again, there's a gunner to the left, the long snapper, and another lineman at the ball. Ellis is 5 yards behind the snapper, and then the punter Rugen is 9 yards, and everybody else is on the right side of the punter Rugen. And they've run that all game. They give it to Rugen. It's a low snap, but he gets it. Left-footed kick is away, and it's caught at the 28. Muffed. It's loose between the hashes at the 30.
Owensville's got it. They jumped on it right away.
And it looks like that was recovered by Logan Decker. And that is the third turnover of the game by Potosi, and they've all been fumbles.
Yeah, and that's the second time for Potosi that Colin Hahn has muffed a return. I wonder if we may not see him for the rest of this game if they get another return opportunity. Because if you recall, earlier in the game, he muffed the kickoff return, too. That one he was able to recover.
It was such a kick didn't have much hang time. It was one of those times where the defense got down there, or the kicking team got down there quick enough that you probably should have fair caught it. And I think, especially week one, a lot of cases with return men, they try to run before they secure the ball. The first thing you have to do is make sure you have that ball caught and firmly secure.
And we've seen Owensville on offense make that same mistake with their wide receivers, where they'll start to take off with the ball before they truly have it.
So it's 6:27, third quarter, 14-12. Owensville has the lead, and now they have a great opportunity, only 30 yards away from the end zone, getting the ball back. As again, their drives have been touchdown, interception, turnover on downs, punt, end of half, and punt. So since their last touchdown drive, which came 7 seconds into the second quarter, not a whole lot of success for them or for Potosi either. Neither team has scored since the 11:53 mark in the second. Owensville would like to change that here. First and 10 from the 30.
We saw Potosi really take advantage of a silly turnover commit by Owensville that gave him great field position. Owensville in the second half looking to do the same.
Three receivers right, one left. Ellis takes the snap, fakes a handoff, pumps right, keeps it up the middle, gets to the 20, and gets brought down at about the 17 at the far side hashes. Should be good for a first down. Wyatt Ellis led the team in rushing last year as a sophomore quarterback at 796 yards and 10 touchdowns on the ground, along with 2,000 passing and 17 TDs through the air. First down brought to you by Colwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. Another first and 10. Ellis scrambles to his left, looking to throw. Throws. It is caught at the 4 at the near numbers and into the end zone from there. It is a touchdown for Robert Weirich, and Owensville adds to their lead.
Beautiful play drawn up right there. Both plays are beautiful. I think the first one was sort of like a Chip Kelly play where you got the screen on the outside, or your quarterback, if you trust him, can take off and run with the ball as well. But that second play was another play that was beautifully designed.
That is the first touchdown pass of the game for Ellis. First career touchdown pass for the senior Weirich, who will now try the extra point. 20-12 pending the kick. Snap is high, but they put it on the tee. Kick is up, and it is through. 21-12. Owensville on top of Potosi, 6:08, third quarter. It's high school football on J98.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling is the name to remember. If your job requires a high lift, dozer, backhoe, bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling, Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
Turnovers doing in Potosi as Owensville only had to go 30 yards to add to their lead. It's now 21-12, 6:08 third quarter here from Potosi High. Season opener. Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone with you, with Chelsea Pounds back at our studio.
Three turnovers committed by Potosi, and almost all of them directly related to points scored one way or another. There was the one at the one-yard line. There was the other one where they're right outside the red zone, and that one right there that directly led to points scored by Owensville.
Weirich will kick it away from the 40-yard line. Brown is one of the return men, along with Hahn, who's had a rough game. It's an onside kick, a little pop-up to the far sideline. It's loose at the 40-yard line. Who got it? I think Potosi might have gotten it.
I'll tell you who didn't get it. Devin Ridenhour ran right past it. I don't know if he thought someone was going to scoop it up or what, but he ran right past it, and the player that was going for it, too. You know, either pop the player or dive on that football.
Ryan Ogier of Potosi ends up getting it. So first and 10 for the Trojans at the 38-yard line.
And, you know, I don't mind going for that there because they saw the pocket that was open. But, honestly, let's test Hahn. That's what I'm doing if I'm Owensville for the rest of this game. I mean, Hahn, he's shown so far. He's only a junior, but he's shown that he really has struggled to hold on to the ball. I wonder if it's getting in his head a little bit. If I'm Coach Dale Long, I want to find out.
Finch is the receiver to the right, Haynes to the left. Two running back shotgun look for the sophomore QB Jacobson. First and 10 from the 38. Hand off to Price. He's going to look to throw. Fires one-on-one near numbers. Caught over the shoulder at the 30. And Finch to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Potosi. 62-yard touchdown pass. That's the second time a running back, Price, with a touchdown pass to Finch.
Beautiful, beautiful play there. This time it was actually covered pretty well, but Price, as we mentioned, has played some quarterback. He's actually listed as the backup quarterback.
He's got some wheels. The throw was perfect. Perfect,
yes.
Perfect throw, and that's never an easy catch. Full speed over the shoulder. Great catch by Finch, his second touchdown of his career. And now they're down by 3 with 5:55 to go, pending the point after try. 21-18. See if they go for 2. It looks like they will. Finch again over to the right side. Haynes left. Brown and Allison are the running backs. Jacobson fakes. It's a little dump to Brown. He fumbles it at the 10, and they blow it dead. So the two-point conversion, it fails. But a quick score keeping Potosi in the game, down by 3, 21-18, 5:55 in the third. High school football on J98.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manor's Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Back out at Potosi High. It was a pretty quick drive. One play, 62 yards. Touchdown from Price to Finch. Second time they've connected. On their touchdowns alone, they have 96 yards together. 5:55, Potosi now down by 3. Looking at the stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. What do you see, Sean?
Taking a look right now, Price. Hey, he's 2 for 2 so far. 96 yards passing with a pair of touchdowns in this game. Both those going to Finch. He's having a good game as well, making a couple nice catches. He's 3 catches, 100 yards, 2 TDs.
Not bad for a guy in Finch who had 1 catch last year for 4 yards. A little squib kick right down the middle, caught on a bounce at the 36-yard line, and a hard hit as Decker taken down at the 38-yard line. Decker got decked, you could say. See what I did there? Brought down by Rudy Zulik.
You know, the initial pop came more from him. He shook off that defender and kept rolling, but the second defender came in and had an even bigger pop for him that time.
5:51 here in the third for Owensville. In the second half, their drives have been a punt and touchdown. They got the ball right back after the punt on a muff. Their other touchdowns came on their opening drive and then a few seconds into the second quarter. First and 10 from their own 38. 4 receivers, 1 running back. That is Decker. And they fake to him. Ellis straight up the middle. The 40, far hashes. Ellis to the 44. Forward progress blows it dead there. Gain of about 5 for the speedy quarterback, Wyatt Ellis. As we've got a down lineman for Potosi at the 40-yard line.
And Ellis hasn't been playing up to the level that we were really expecting going in. No touchdowns so far and 2 interceptions. Granted, the first one wasn't his fault. It went through his receiver's hands. But the second one was, you know, a bit of a bad throw.
I think you got to give some credit to the Potosi defense because they really haven't given Ellis any running lanes to take off. He's a guy who gets a good chunk of his yards on those scrambles that are designed pass plays, as they do help the lineman up, and he's limping a little bit, and that's not a guy you want to see hurt. That's Dylan Wright.
Yeah, Dylan Wright, one of the captains on this team, arguably the best player on this team entering the year. 4th in tackles from last season. He had 4 sacks and 2 fumble recoveries.
He's walking off looking fine, so I'm guessing he might have just lost his breath, and looks like he should be good to get back in here shortly. 5:26 in the third, Owensville up by 3, 21-18 in the black, white, and orange, the Dutchman. Fun fact, the reason why the Dutch associated with orange, because of the House of Orange, the original Dutch royal family. Second down and 5.
Who would have thought you'd get a history lesson at a football game?
Ellis looking to pass, quick curl, caught, immediately tackled at the 47-yard line. Irwin on the catch, gets helped up by the tackler, Zach Haynes. Gain of a couple, about 3 or 4. Third down coming up. Potosi in the purple, gold, and white. And I don't have any specific history lesson on why Trojans wear purple and gold. If I did, it'd be pretty cool. Third down and one. Pass post over the middle, incomplete at the 40-yard line. As pass too far in front of Devin Ridenour. And fourth down and about one or two near midfield. Four down territory, I would think, here for Owensville. Although you are ahead, so you might be more inclined for the field position game. But then again, the team you're playing just got a 62-yard touchdown against you on their last drive.
Well, they're running an offensive play. If you look, they love to run no huddle. They're looking at their wristbands right now, which has the plays written out for them. They're going for it.
Fourth and one from the 47. Four receivers again. Decker, the lone running back, with Ellis, who looks to his left, calling out instructions, looks at his wrist.
This could just be a dummy count here.
I think it is. Still calling it up. He's going to take it. Hand off to Decker. No, Ellis faked it. Keeps it up the middle. Has the first down to the 45. Now shifts to the other direction. Spins at the 44 number. Spins again. 35. Still on his feet. Spins another time. And finally out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Wyatt Ellis has to be a bit dizzy.
Yeah, Wyatt Ellis putting on the spin cycle there. Looking like a tornado just touched down in Potosi, Missouri, as he just kept spinning off of one tackle, the next tackle, the next tackle. Beautiful run on fourth down to reverse the field.
And those are the type of plays we expected to see more of in this game. Really the first time he's had a play quite like that. It's a first down brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. 444, Owensville up by 3, 21-18. First and 10, 31 yards from the end zone. Wyrick and Irwin are the receivers to the left. Two men right, Decker the running back to the left shoulder of the quarterback, Wyatt Ellis. Four down lineman, slot man from the right goes in motion. They give it to him on a jet sweep, and that is Ridenour taken down between the hashes at about the 28-yard line, brought down by Colin Govro.
Yeah, and that run was about a 23-yard run from Wyatt Ellis.
Second down and eight. Want to thank Potosi Lumber in Potosi, as well as Farmers Insurance agent Craig Portell in Potosi. Among our many great sponsors helping us put on this broadcast. We'll see Potosi again in week three when they head to Central. That's coming up here on J98 in 2 weeks. Second down and eight from the 28. It's a little dump to Wyrick at the 30. Flag thrown, gets to the 24, far numbers. And we'll see what the flag is. Probably a hold based on where it was thrown. It was thrown near at the 25-yard line. And it is a penalty against Owensville, so back they go. And the last few plays for both teams have been clean. This is the first time we've had a penalty since early in the third.
And we haven't seen any false starts yet, I believe.
Not in this half, no. We had an encroachment, and that's a hold. So going back is Owensville. 4 minutes exactly in the third here from Potosi High. 21-18, Owensville Dutchman on top of the Potosi Trojans. Second down. And about 15 coming up. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. Got a receiver to each side. And they've got two wings behind the right tackle and one running back. Ellis gives it off to the running back Decker to the far sideline. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage at the 30 before he is forced out. Third down coming up.
May have gotten just past that.
Third down, clock now down to 3:40. Bit of a humid night, but otherwise, you know, mid-August, I think we're going to all be okay with temperatures not in the 90s.
You know, you'd much rather have the humidity in that situation as opposed to
third down to 10.
Having the heat.
Tosi fans coming alive. Third and 10 from the 30. Three receivers left, one right. Ellis alone, the quarterback with one running back. He'll run straight up the middle as the pressure breaks down to the 30, near hashes. Gets to the 25, wrapped up at the 23 by Govro. And he'll be about a yard or two short of the first down and definitely four down territory here for the Dutchman.
Looks like they're going to give him about seven. Now they move it up a little more, about eight on that play. You're right, four down territory here. And something that Ellis... Yeah, you know, he's a great runner, but give credit to his receivers, too. They are unreal at blocking down the field. Very, very good blockers, opening up a lot of lanes for him.
Fourth down and two from the 24-yard line. Three receivers right, one left. Ellis has a running back to the right side. That is Decker. It's a screen. It's caught by Farragher. And Farragher is wrapped up at the 22. He's going to be short at the far hashes. Making the tackle, Ryan Oja. Great play by him. Turnover on downs after an eight-play drive.
I'm really surprised that they decided to go with the screen pass there. You would think that they would try and perhaps, you know, chuck the ball down the field a little bit, or at least let Ellis run. Yeah, I thought that'd be a great situation to attack the end zone in that situation.
2:26 on the clock. Potosi, last drive, had a 62-yard touchdown pass. They're down by three, 21-18, with an opportunity to possibly get ahead on this drive. There drives in the game. Touchdown, touchdown, punt, turnover on downs, fumble, fumble, punt, and touchdown. First and 10. They spread it out. Haven't seen this look much. It's an empty backfield.
And they got Price in the backfield, too. Wildcat.
Price has taken the snap. He'll go straight up the middle. Spins and breaks a few tackles and gets to about the 27-yard line, brought down by Colton Moore.
And you know what, if I'm Potosi, I don't stop. I keep running no huddle plays out of this. Get him plays in as fast as possible.
The senior Price played a little bit of quarterback last year. It was Jordan Huerto who was the main starter. Price has been a starting running back, the sophomore Noah Jacobson making his first start at QB. The Price is a dangerous player. He's thrown two touchdowns in this game, and now Jacobson's back in the game. He's easy to spot. He's got the helmet that's different than everybody else for some reason.
Yeah, big black one.
Four receivers. Pumps right. Jacobson firing down the near sideline. Wide open. It's through long. Incomplete at the 35-yard line. He was looking for Finch, who had three or four steps on the corner, McClure, but the pass too long. Third down.
Yeah, too long and a little bit to the outside. Finch broke and beat his defender on the inside. You want to hit that right about the numbers. He threw that a little bit further outside towards the outside hash marks.
And Finch has some impressive speed, as we've seen in this game. Has two touchdowns and over 100 yards receiving thus far.
He's got some good size to complement it as well. Listed at 6'3", 195. That's a lethal combination.
Third down and about four from their own 29. Two receivers right, one left, one running back with Jacobson, and that is Price. Pump to the left, scramble to the right, tries to run up the middle. He'll tuck it. Still on his feet at the 25 and pushed out of bounds at the 24. He was forced out by Decker.
And you know what? In that situation, I get he's young, but chuck the ball away. Your offensive line was still back behind the line of scrimmage. They weren't taking off. They weren't going anywhere. Just throw it away.
It is good that he didn't try to force a pass that he didn't have. It's good to either just hold on to it or get rid of it. Although there is a personal foul on Owensville, so that'll be a first down. I didn't see where the flag was thrown, but that's a dumb penalty and a bad time to get it for the Dutchman. That's a first down for the Trojans.
They didn't specify what the personal foul was exactly. It wasn't a face mask. Well, I wonder perhaps maybe a late hit if he stepped out and they gave him a little bit of a pop.
Either way, that's a huge boost for Potosi. Personal foul, now they do signal face mask. Minute 36, third quarter. Potosi down 21-18 to Owensville in the season opener. First time these teams have met since 2011. The Trojans trying to get the lead back. They only had it for a short time late in the first quarter. First and 10 from their own 40. Price, the running back, with Jacobson. Two receivers to each side. Three down linemen. They will rush five. Jacobson has the blocks for it. Now he's in trouble at the 30. Near numbers, 35. Runs it himself. Runs out of bounds at the 40-yard line. You know, give some credit to the offensive line for picking up the blitz, although Jacobson just didn't have anybody open to throw to. Good coverage by the defense.
Yeah, unfortunately, Owensville was blitzing a little too many players for the amount of offensive linemen there were to block, but give credit to Jacobson as well for rolling to the outside, getting the edge and making the smart play there. He saw he had a little bit of room, just took off and got out of bounds too. He didn't let himself get hit.
They gave him a yard, so second down and nine from their own 41, minute 30 on the clock in the third. Finch is a receiver to the right along with Casey. Two receivers left. One of them is Tristan Brown. Movement on the lines. And I think that snap count's going to draw him off as the nose tackle ran into the center. And that goes against Cameron McQueen, I do believe.
Beat him with the hard count again. They didn't use it at all in the first half. They kept the count the exact same. They didn't go with the short count, and they didn't go with the hard count, but twice it's worked in the second half.
Penalties really hurting Owensville here, but they're still on top by three, 21-18. Now a second down and four from their own 46. Same look. The running back with Jacobson this time is Kyle Allison. Three down linemen. Jacobson rolls to his left to the 44 numbers, keeps running again, and he'll get out of bounds right at the line of scrimmage with Decker chasing him. Third down.
Another run of maybe a yard gain, if that.
Again, Owensville doing a pretty good job of either covering or Jacobson's not seeing it. But pretty good defense by both teams here in the second half. It's been a lot better.
And they're forcing Jacobson out of the pocket as well. In this second half, I haven't really seen him have a chance to sit back and just chuck it. The only time we really saw that was when he overthrew Finch on that one play. Mm. Other than that, he's had to move out of the pocket quite a bit. The rush is really working well for Owensville.
Third down and four from their own 46, minute 22, down by three. Four receiver look again. Jacobson in the shotgun. This time it is Price, who's his running back to his left. They show blitz, and they will bring the blitz. Quick throw on a slant, caught at the 45. Oh, he gets pile-driven, but it's a first down at the far hashes on the pass to Haynes. Brought down by Robert Weirich, who kind of lifted him up and drove him down, but he's okay, so no harm done. At least if he's hurting, he's not showing it.
Yeah, definitely manning up a little bit there because that one definitely hurt.
First and 10, 45 yards from the end zone now for Potosi, down by three. Drive started back at their own 26. This is the seventh play. Four receiver shotgun once again. Jacobson looks right, pumps right. He's got a man deep on a fly. He'll try it. Finch one-on-one at the 10, and it is almost caught incomplete. Irwin might have actually deflected it slightly. Finch still had a chance at it, but the deflection threw him off enough.
Yeah, I got a great view of that. He swat that one down. Beautiful deflection there on that play by Irwin. He had it read the whole way, but that was the play that almost went for a touchdown before when he overthrew Finch. Jacobson this time throws it a little bit more on the money, a little bit more to the outside. You almost want to aim for that corner pylon in that throw.
Good coverage.
But if he doesn't underthrow it there and gets a little more to the outside, that's a touchdown. It looked like the defense was in a cover two formation, and if you're the cornerback there, you want to push your receiver towards the inside, get him closer to the safeties. It makes the safeties play so much easier. It looked like he did a good enough job there as Urban was able to come over and make the play.
Second and 10, 45 yards in the end zone, 59 seconds left in the third. Four receivers set once more for Jacobson. Fakes to Price. He's in trouble. Backpedals a long way to the 40, just throws it to the Potosi sideline, and it's caught on the sideline out of bounds. Nice catch by Austin Wilson, and then there's some Rugen and Jacobson getting into it a bit after the play. No flag was thrown. I'm not sure if they got tangled up or what. Coach Mark Casey is frustrated, yelling at the official.
You know what? I don't know if that's tangled up because that's a very late tangled up.
I didn't see it until it was pretty much over.
I didn't see it either.
Yeah.
I just heard the crowd roar.
No penalties called either way, and they're kind of trying to calm Jacobson down.
Yeah, Jacobson, he's pointing to his shoulder pad because the jersey got pulled down below it. And he's basically just saying, how did this happen if he didn't touch me?
52 seconds to go in the third. Third down and 10, 45 yards from the end zone. Down by three. Finch is a receiver to the right. Also to the right is Casey. Two receivers left. Allison is the running back with Jacobson. Potosi fans making some noise.
Yeah, that'll fire them up. Your quarterback getting hit a little late.
In motion is Casey. They fake the sweep. He gets thrown down hard. Jacobson keeps it. They're going to throw a flag on that hit as he's taken down at the 45. As Helms got his arm kind of wrapped around the neck of Casey, who got the fake jet sweep, and that was just an ugly tackle and probably a penalty.
I wouldn't call that a tackle. I'd call that a choke slam. I mean, he had his arm wrapped around his neck and just WWE dropped him. I heard someone yell RKO out of nowhere in the background.
Not quite the Randy Orton special, but... It is enough.
But, no, definitely something that you've got to call.
Yeah,
that's something they called earlier in the game, so the standard's already been set on hits like that. And, again, it goes back to player safety. These kids, they're 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, if that.
Richard,
you want to keep them safe. They got their whole lives ahead of them.
Richard Nelms, the guilty party. You know, it was a good job by him to get the tackle there, which is an awkward collision. And we've seen three or four penalties on this drive alone, which have all contributed to keeping this drive going. Eighth play coming up. With a new set of downs, first down brought to you by, of course, Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. And that'll get the fans fired up. Things have gotten a little bit saltier between both sides.
I think salty is the perfect way to describe it. Things are getting a little heated, especially under all this humidity. Josie fans weren't happy about the call that was missed before. They're not happy with the dirty play that we've seen from Owensville. And you know what I do if I start this one play right here? Hard count.
And now Coach Dale Long's going to come onto the field to check something over with the head official. 45 seconds in the third, 21-18 Owensville. Potosi now 27 yards from the end zone on the near hash. First and 10 as Coach Long wants to make sure that we're all kosher.
Yeah, I want I would start off with a hard count here. They're still blitzing again. They're still playing very aggressively, trying to time up the counts. And this crowd will explode if they commit another penalty.
Now the Owensville players are trying to fire up their guys on the other side. Listen to this crowd from both sides.
Both sides are trying to fire up their team now. Potosi's getting on their feet. Potosi's got about, I would guesstimate, maybe five times the amount of fans as Owensville does. They're definitely making five times the amount of noise right now.
Week one, and we're already fired up. You want to start off 1-0. One receiver out wide to the left is Haynes. To the right side will be Finch and Casey. Now joining the man on the left side is Tristan Brown. One running back, Price, with Jacobson. First and 10, 27 yards from the end zone. Jacobson gets it. Up the middle. Price, 25, 20, down the hashes, 15, 10. Irwin knocks it loose at the 2. It's in the end zone. It's going to roll to the back of the end zone. Did Potosi get there in time?
It's a touchback.
Touchback.
And that is the ultimate deflator right there. You have the touchdown if you're Price. You got to squeeze that ball like your life depends on it. And it gets popped out from behind.
Sean Irwin, the safety, was the one who made the contact to knock the ball loose at about the 2-yard line. It was the first time that Price got touched, and the ball just so slowly rolled out of the back of the end zone. First and 10, Owensville from the 20.
I mean, that is just heartbreaking if you're Potosi. The Potosi fans quiet. The Owensville fans making a ton of noise here. You have a great opportunity, and you just squander it. Now it's going to be a first and 10 for Owensville. Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate, first and 10. Coldwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate in Farmington.
Four fumbles now for Potosi. They're down by 3. 38 seconds. And I tell you what, if this score ends up being the same, that could be our Unico Bank play of the game for Irwin to make that force.
That really could. That's probably the biggest play that we're going to see throughout this game. You know, unless we see another ridiculous scoring play afterwards. It's definitely the most impactful play that we're going to see in this game so
far.
Now
timeout called by Potosi. Whew. Let's catch our breath here for a little bit. I want to thank Washington County Ambulance District in Potosi, as well as Potosi R3 School District in Potosi, among our great sponsors. More football coming your way. Next Friday, we'll be heading down to St. Genevieve at Valley Catholic. They'll be taking on St. Gen High in a classic rivalry crosstown game. We'll have that one for you here on J98. And then we'll see Potosi again in week 3. They'll be taking on the Central Rebels, who last we heard were doing pretty well against Sullivan over on our Web TV game.
Yeah, giving you guys a scoring update courtesy of our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Courtesy
Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America.
Thank you. Lost my spot for a little bit there. But Owensville, Potosi right now, that's the game we're calling. Farmington and Fox are tied at 20 in the fourth quarter. Winds are up 7, 27-20 in the third quarter over St. Pius. And Central up big, 33-12 in the fourth quarter on our Web TV game over Sullivan.
The way you want to live, go to FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. First and 10, Owensville. 38 seconds to go in the third. Ball at the 20 off the touchback. Ellis gives it up the middle. Wyrick to the 30. Cuts outside to the 35, near sideline, 40, 45, 50. Taken out of bounds at the 43-yard line by Portell, but first a huge run, and Portell has his leg hurt a bit.
Yeah, a little gimpy getting up. He pulls his helmet off, and he hurt his left leg. It also could be cramping with the humidity this early in the season, too. Players may not be completely hydrated, but they're trying to stretch him out right now. It seems like that calf, so hopefully it is only a cramp.
So that was a big run there, a gain of about 36 yards for Robert Wyrick. He's on the sideline, the injured player Portell, so they can keep things going here. 29 seconds in the third quarter. The final 2 minutes of this third quarter have taken forever. First and 10, 44 yards in the end zone for the Dutchman.
That puts Jake Casey in at the free safety position now, as Portell was playing that the whole game. He slides over.
Two receivers right, two running back shotgun, handoff Wyrick again. He's wrapped up this time very, very quickly. Good job by the defensive front. Gabe Smith was there along with Caleb Evans.
Short gain of about 3, maybe 2 yards.
First time we've called Evans' name. He is a sophomore. 7 seconds left, and Owensville will let the clock run down. That will end the third quarter. Owensville 21, Potosi 18. You definitely want to keep it here. High school football on J98.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale are proud to be sponsors of high school sports and wish the best to everyone participating in tonight's game. If you're thinking about building, remodeling, or have a special project in mind, stop by your local County Do It Centers. You'll find everything you need and more. Check out their updated paint department. Their Do It Best quality paint line is one of the fastest growing private brands in the industry. Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale will have what you're looking for, and they're proud to be sponsors of high school athletics.
Fourth quarter from Potosi High. Owensville leads 21-18. Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone with you. Chelsea Pounds back at our studio. Owensville with the ball. Second down and nine coming up as they are 43 yards away from the end zone.
And I want to see Owensville. They came out really excited, jumping around. They're fired up, ready to go. I don't know what Coach Long said to them in the huddle on the sideline, but it must have been pretty inspiring. I want to see them come out with a no huddle, though, like they did in the opening drive of the game. Pedal to the metal.
Three running back, or two running back, three receiver shotgun as the quarterback Ellis draw up the middle, got about a yard or two before he was brought down by a host of Trojans. Owensville going left to right from our view. Black helmets, orange face mask, white jerseys, orange numbers, black pants. On the helmet, a big orange O. Potosi purple helmets with a Trojan logo in gold and a player number. Gold jerseys, purple and white numbers, white pants for them.
Portell still down, getting stretched on the sideline. Looks like his calf or hamstring, they're still trying to work out there.
He's a starting safety. Third down and seven, 40 yards in the end zone. Four receiver, one running back, Wyatt Ellis. One step drop, throws left, and it is caught about a yard short of the first down. Nope, incomplete. They wave it off. Irwin couldn't get under it at the far sideline. At the 35-yard line. So
Brendan
now
Hovis
down.
With a beautiful play on the opposite side. I think he may have gotten a little bit of a piece of it diving in front. Just did a great job jumping that curl route.
Hovis has an interception earlier in this game. A lot of turnovers so far. More against Potosi. Four fumbles for them. Owensville, meanwhile, they have had two interceptions. But they haven't turned the ball over here in the second half. They hold a narrow three-point lead. Fourth down and seven, 41 yards in the end zone. They go for it. Farragher and Ridenour, receivers to the right. And now three receivers left. Empty backfield for Wyatt Ellis. Four down linemen for Potosi. They will rush four. Three-step drop. Ellis scrambles to his right at the 50. Still scrambling at the 45. Throws deep to the pylon. Near side. It's deflected and incomplete. Beautiful deflection made by Brady Finch. As they were looking for Farragher right at the goal line, turnover on downs.
And you know what? I don't like that throw there by Wyatt Ellis. He's a smart kid. His coach had, you know, really talked about his intelligence coming into the game. But he had Rector cutting across the middle of the field, and the linebacker, the second level for Potosi, thought Ellis was going to take off, so they start to come down. That opened up coming across on the crossing route. Rector, if he had hit him, it would have been a first down, maybe even a touchdown, because he did have some room to turn up the field, but at the very least, a first down.
So Potosi with the ball now. Their last drive, they were on their way to the end zone until they fumbled at the two, and it went out of the end zone for a touchback. Down by three, 11:09 fourth quarter, first and 10 from their own 40. Trojans with two receivers to each side. The lone running back with Jacobson is Zach Price. Jacobson gives to Price, off left guard, jumps over his defender, or his lineman's legs, breaks a tackle, 45, 50. Price, he's shifty, gets to the 47 of Owensville, a gain of about 13, first down, Trojans.
You know, besides those fumbles, Price has done a pretty good job on the ground right now. That's going to give him 76 yards on the game so far.
Stats brought to you by the good folks at Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914. First and 10, 47 yards from the end zone. Minute into this fourth quarter. Finch is out wide to the right, along with Casey. Two receivers over to the left. That's Haynes and Brown. Handoff, Allison off left guard. Kyle Allison to the 45. Gain of two at the near side hashes, making the tackle Aaron Budnick, the defensive end. Budnick, a junior, limited action last year, 5'9", 225. although I think he's probably grown a bit from that weight. Second down and 8, 45 yards from Paydirt. First time since 2011 these teams have met. We're in week one.
So far in the all-time series, it is a 5-3 lead for Owensville.
Two receivers to each side, movement on the lines, whistle blown.
Who are they going to get first? Is that neutral zone infraction on the defense, or is that false start on the offense? I think they may go false start.
It was movement from the right tackle. It's Cooper Wells who's in at tackle, but they're going to say it's on the defense.
And you're going to say that him jumping into the neutral zone caused the offensive lineman to move.
Keep in mind, Cooper Wells is in because Ethan Rowland got a little banged up. So it's a new tackle in the game on that right side. 5 yard on the penalty, though. Second down and about 3 from the 40. Two receivers to each side. Price, the running back. Jacobson gives it to him. Price to the 35. Goes up the hashes, backpedaling to the 32. Just using his back to get a first down, second first down of the drive.
He's putting the team on his back altogether, especially when he gets handed the ball. But like I said before, it's Maurice Jones-Drew, man. He's a little guy, but he'll pop you and run right through you.
First down brought to you by Colwell Banker, Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, selling our community 1 yard at a time. 9:59 on the clock in the fourth quarter. Potosi trying to get the lead back for the first time since early in the first.
Selling our community 1 yard at a time, and Price carrying people 1 yard at a time.
Jacobson takes a snap. He's in trouble. Avoids a blitzer, though. Throws to the end zone. 2-on-1. It is caught over the shoulder. That is a touchdown by Tristan Brown. And beautiful job by Jacobson to avoid the rusher Decker, who had him dead to rights on a blitz. He juked him out of his shoes. 32-yard touchdown, Potosi on top.
Beautiful throw there. I mean, it doesn't get any better. He put that in the perfect spot. He underthrew his receiver before, but that was absolutely a perfect throw.
You're telling me this kid's a sophomore?
Yep, this kid's pretty good himself.
Great job avoiding the rush. Throw on the money, and Tristan Brown making the catch. Potosi on top.
Like we said coming into this game, head coach Mark Casey a few weeks ago was talking about this kid. He put it simple. He's special. And you can see he's got some flashes of showing that he's going to be a very good quarterback down the road.
Two-point conversion coming up. They're up by 3 right now. 4 receivers. 1 running back is Price. Price gets it. Stripped. The middle tries to lower his shoulder, but he is denied between the hashes. So another conversion fails for Potosi, but either way, they're on top. 24-21 over Owensville, 9:45 in the fourth. High school football on J98.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Replay touchdown drive for Potosi going 60 yards. And they're on top of Owensville 24-21, 9:45, fourth quarter. Twin Slocum and Sean Malone with you. Chelsea Pounds back at our studio. Coming up in a bit, the End Zone Show brought to you by Home Pools and Spas in Lettington. Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family with a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas. So we'll see what Owensville can do here in the second half. It's been punt, touchdown, turnover on downs, and turnover on downs. Kickoff coming from Jake Casey at the 40-yard line. Return men are both back at about the 25. And the Potosi fans, the players, a bit fired up now after a big touchdown. Not letting that fumble on the previous drive get in their heads.
No, not at all. Coming out firing, especially Jacobson, really firing right there.
Bouncer to the 32, picked up by an up man who's taken down immediately. It was picked up by Decker, and give a lot of credit to Ryan Oja coming very quickly to tackle Decker as soon as he had the ball.
Taking a look at the Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America scoreboard, Valley Catholic on top of St. Vincent. Ready for this one? 70-0 in
That's
the fourth
fair.
Quarter. Kennett on top of Fredericktown, 49-10 in the third. DeSoto over Perryville in the fourth quarter, 20-15. And St. Genevieve on top of Dexter in the third, 14-0.
St. Jen's got a tough task ahead of him next week against Valley. We'll have that for you here on J98.
Needless to say for Valley, Connor Bosler out. Next man up is doing pretty well.
First and 10 from the 34 for Owensville. Two receivers right, one left, two running backs with Wyatt Ellis in the shotgun. Three down linemen defensively. They fake the double handoff. Ellis keeps it. Nobody did hand it off. And Wyrick with the sneak through the middle gets the first down all the way to the 47-yard line. The misdirection works on me, and it worked against Potosi. Wyrick, a gain of about 12.
Beautiful run there. And, I mean, I love these read options and all these different running plays that they keep doing where they have three different people that can run the ball. Almost impossible to try and keep track of everything.
9:35 in the fourth. Owensville down by three. First and 10. Ball at their own 46. Three receivers right, one left. One running back with Ellis. A fake to that running back. That's Decker. Ellis keeps it, spins at the far hashes, gets to the 49. Gain of three or four before he was brought down by the Trojan defense. So second down coming up. Want to thank Norman Krumpecker, bail bond agent in Potosi, as well as Potosi R3 School District in Potosi, among our sponsors here tonight. 9 minutes on the clock. Second down from midfield, second and six. Dustin Farragher is a receiver to the right, along with Ridenour. One man left, two running back. Ellis about 5 yards behind the center bunt. Ellis keeps it, goes up the far hashes, and gets about two or three before he gets hit pretty hard by Gabe Gibson. Gibson, 6'3", 254, not a guy I really want to have falling on top of me.
No, not a guy anyone would want falling on top of them. But Ellis, they've done a good job containing him on the designed run plays. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like when he was getting his yards, he had that big breakout one before. That wasn't a designed running play.
Outside of that, he hasn't run for much. Third down and three.
16 carries for 85 yards on the game so far.
47 yards in the end zone. Ellis, three-step drop. Wants the pump short, doesn't have it. Now comes on a curl. Pass was low, and he did not. No, he did get under it. Caught at the 43. It's near the first down marker by Dustin Farragher at the near hashes. I wasn't sure if he got underneath it to make the catch, but the referees say he did, and that's a first down.
Yeah, it looked like he got his arm underneath that one, and that's all you need, so long as the ball doesn't touch the ground.
First and 10 from the 42. Stats moments ago, brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. First and 10, 42 yards in the end zone. 8 minutes to go in the fourth. Owensville with the ball, down 24-21 here at Potosi. Two running back, three receiver shotgun again. Ellis fires far sideline, one-on-one at the numbers. It is caught by Irwin, falling back at the 11-yard line. Another first down, another big gain. About a 30-yard catch to Sean Irwin. Wyatt Ellis right on the money, third first down of the drive.
Yeah, it looks like that was about a 31-yard gain right there. But that was just a beautiful pass and poor coverage on the play there by Hovis. If you're going to leave your man, if your eyes are going to leave your man, you got to be touching him in some fashion, have an arm on him, be leaning into him so you feel where he is. That time he lost his eyesight on him and lost where he was positioned. Didn't
quickly
know
back to the line, first and 10 from the 12. It is a handoff. Still with it is Wyrick at the far sideline. There's a flag thrown. He is at the pylon. They say he's out at the one, but there was a flag. Unless they picked it up. And they're looking everything over. It looks like
they're signaling first down.
Looks like they wave off the flag, and it is a first down at the two. So Wyrick close to the first down. That's four first downs on the drive now. Seventh play coming up, 7:36 in the fourth. Owensville trying to get back ahead, and now a power look. Receiver to each side. I formation behind the left tackle. Shotgun for Ellis. Gives it off to Farragher up the middle. He is in. Touchdown, Owensville. They're on top.
Another great drive from Owensville. This is kind of what we expected coming into this game from Owensville. You know, some running plays to set up the passing attack.
Dustin Farragher, 2-yard touchdown run. His second touchdown run of the game. 7:31, fourth quarter. Now the extra point kick coming for Wyrick. 27-24 pending the kick. Right-footed kicker. Stever is the holder. It's a low snap. Puts it down. Kick is up. Not much distance, but enough. It's good. 28-24. Owensville on top. High school football on J98.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
Second play, 66-yard touchdown drive has Owensville back on top over Potosi. 28-24, 7:31 in the fourth here from Potosi High. Jordan Slocum and Sean Malone with you. Potosi, last drive, touchdown as well for them. 32-yard pass from Jacobson to Tristan Brown. We'll see what happens here as Brown is back to return it along with Colin Hahn. Kickoff coming from Weirich at the 40.
Let's see if they kick it towards Hahn again this time. He's had a couple muffs throughout this game.
Both return men back at the 15. Owensville going left to right in the black, white, and orange. Potosi in the purple, gold, and white. Short kick caught by an up man at the 36, far hashes, and to the 49-yard line. Good field position coming up. Colin Govro was the man who made the catch. So not too far to go for Potosi. We'll see what they can do here. Their drives in the game. Touchdown, touchdown, punt, turnover on downs, fumble, and then fumble, punt, touchdown, fumble, and touchdown. A very diverse drive chart for Potosi so far as they're 51 yards from the end zone to start things off here. They break from the huddle. Over to the left side, Zach Haynes. He's joined as well.
This offense really picking up the pace in the second half. Price and Jacobson both on the ground and air doing a really nice job.
Two receivers right as well. Hand off up the middle to Price and stays on his feet between the hashes. Spins a couple times. Finally brought down at the 45. Hard-earned gain of about six for Zach Price.
I mean, the price has been right for Potosi here in the second half. He's just pounding the rock straight up the middle and just running people over and carrying people as well.
5'8", 188 pounds, senior, 399 yards rushing last year and four touchdowns. Also has two touchdown passes in this game on halfback passes.
Really, the only flaw has been his pair of fumbles, and that's it.
Second down and four, 45 yards in the end zone, four receivers. Allison, the running back. Jacobson, deep drop. Has time. Now has to scramble to his left at the 50. He'll keep it and just runs it out of bounds at the 48 for a loss of a yard or two. As Jacobson, definitely not a guy who seeks out contact like Ellis on the other side.
Yeah, well, Ellis is also a much bigger player. Jacobson is only listed at 6 foot even, 165 pounds. You know, Ellis, he looks like he's in the 200s. He's at least 6 foot two as well.
Third down and seven coming up from the 48 of Owensville. 6:44 in the fourth. Potosi with the ball down 28-24 in the season opener against Owensville. Defense in that 3-4. Potosi breaks. Finch out wide to the right. He is joined by Casey. Over to the left you have Brown and Haynes. The running back is Price. Now in motion. They fake the sweep. To the 45, Jacobson throws, caught short by Brown at the 40. He gets upended, but has the first down at the far sideline, 39-yard line tackle by Dylan McClure. A new set of downs, first downs, presented by Coldwell Banker Hulsey Real Estate in Farmington. 6:37 on the clock in the fourth. Potosi trying to get that lead back, and we talked about it before the game, Sean. This could be the type of game that just comes down to whoever gets the ball last.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Potosi doesn't want to get into a shootout against Ellis. Yeah, I'm sure they'd much rather have their defense step up, assuming they do get a score here.
And it looks like we have an official timeout called. So don't believe either team called theirs. Both teams have two timeouts remaining for the rest of this fourth quarter. So timeout here. We'll take a timeout as well. It's 28-24, 6:37, fourth quarter, high school football on J98.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbag side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels, produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
Two teams wanting to start the season with a victory. Potosi and Owensville. Owensville on top 28-24, 6:37 in the fourth. Potosi now 39 yards from the end zone with a first and 10 coming after this official timeout. As we've had a few of those timeout water breaks, although they haven't been needed as much. You know, middle August, you worry about the 90-plus degree days, but it was around kickoff probably low 80s, and obviously it's cooled down a bit, even with the humidity here since the sun has set.
Yeah, but the humidity can cause a bit of cramps to happen because you're going to be sweating at a more excessive rate than you realize. You know, it may feel cool, the breeze may feel nice, but with this humidity, I mean, you're going to be dripping sweat. You need to keep rehydrating throughout the game or else you're going to start to cramp up.
Brown and Haynes, receivers to the left. First and 10, 39 yards from the end zone. Allison is the running back with Noah Jacobson in the shotgun. Three down linemen and movement by Brady Finch from the outside. Went too fast and he knew it. First and 15. End zone show coming up in a bit, brought to you by Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. All of the scores from around the area. We've got St. Jen and Valley coming up next week here on J98. And Potosi fans, good news, we'll see the Trojans again in week three when they head to Central. Not an easy game to play the Rebels, who went 11-3 last year. Not an easy district. You look at Potosi's district, the lights of St. Genevieve and Central. Meanwhile, for Owensville, the best team in their district last year went 7-5. First and 15 from the 44. They fake the jet sweep, handoff to Price up the middle, who spins, stays on his feet at the 40, spins again, trying to fight for extra yards, but couldn't get much. Decker and a couple other guys eventually bring him down. Gain of 2 or 3. About a second and 13 coming up from the 41.
Looks like a gain of just 2, but that'll put him over the century mark for the game.
Nice game there for Zach Price. Also want to thank everybody across regional radio as we've got new listeners coming in following the conclusion of some other games. It's 28-24, Owensville on top of Potosi, halfway through the fourth quarter, and Potosi has the ball, second and 12 from the Owensville 41. Pump fake to the right, firing deep, far sideline, one-on-one. It is incomplete at about the 13-yard line. They were looking for Finch and Irwin able to jump up with him and deflect things away.
And that same play again where they have the wide receiver go out into the flat, they pump fake to him to try and get the corner to bite and see if they can open up the fade on the outside to the wide receiver. But they just keep winding up in jump balls against the safety.
Finch has 2 touchdowns in this game. Both came on halfback passes by Price. Just for those just joining us, it was 14-12 Owensville at halftime. 5:49 now here in the fourth. Definitely 4 down territory for Potosi unless they go backward. It looks like they are going backward. I didn't see a flag thrown, but apparently there was a hold somewhere in there. So they put it all the way back to the 50-yard line off a holding penalty. Second down and 21. Finch out wide to the right. 3 receivers to the left. And 1 running back. That is Price with Jacobson. 3 down linemen. They will rush 6. Jacobson in trouble. Going to his right, he is sacked at the 39-yard line by Dustin Farragher, who's a little hurt after the play. He'll get up and look a little ginger, but Farragher comes in on the sack, and the big blitz pays off. 3rd down and a lot.
Yeah, time to do some counting here.
See, this is one of those times that you almost think about doing the 3rd down quick little punt from the shotgun.
Looks like it's 3rd and 32.
There's 5:20 left. Well, you don't really like your odds to get this first down.
Mm-hmm.
First down markers at the 29 of Owensville, and Potosi has it at their own 39. 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth. Trojans are down by 4, though. 4 receivers, 1 running back. Jacobson rolls to his right, pumps at the 30. He's in trouble, fires deep down the far sideline into traffic. It is incomplete at the 25. The closest person to it was safety Sean Irwin. And now a 4th down and a lot as we have a Potosi player who's hurt. And that's Jacobson who's a bit, that's Price, excuse me.
Jacobson seems a little shaky nonetheless, but it's Price who's down on the ground.
Not a guy you want to see hurt as he's still laboring a bit.
And the punt team coming out now for Potosi.
You have to. Time's not on your side, but 4th down and that is also not on your side too. As Haynes is the man who will punt it away. Owensville will go in clock running mode. with just under 5 minutes remaining in this game. Haynes standing back at the 23. Dustin Farragher is the return man at the 30. Waiting for the snap from JT Huck. Snap is low, bounces a few times before it gets to Haynes, but luckily the rush wasn't there. Gets off a really good high kick. Not a favorable bounce, though, at the 35. It rolls in Owensville's favor a few yards. Down it at the 40-yard line of Owensville. But give a lot of credit there to Haynes. That's a scary thing for the punter when the ball hits the ground 5 yards away from you.
Because your mental clock starts ticking, and you start thinking, are they here yet? Are they here yet? Are they here yet?
Your brain starts to think.
He's able to get a very nice punt off.
Your brain begins to think, panic, 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 panic. But he didn't panic. Good job by the sophomore punter. So now 4:41 in the fourth quarter, 28-24. Owensville will look to run the clock, and both teams with two timeouts remaining. Owensville's running game, mainly on quarterback Wyatt Ellis, although they have a couple different guys they've been going to in this game.
Wyrick has had a good game, 9 carries for 104 yards.
Wyrick had a few long ones. First and 10 from the 40. Four receiver, one running back. Ellis, fake. He'll keep it to the far numbers at the 40. Gets to the 46 for a gain of about 5 or 6 before he's brought down by Govro and Roland. Tick,
and
tick,
I keep
tick.
Letting Ellis just run with the ball the whole time. He's the one I want to trust in this situation with the ball.
Tick, tick, tick. Now the play clock gets going with 4:17. And if I'm Owensville, I just let that clock run as much as you can. We'll see how quick they are. They're already lined up again. Second down and 4 from their own 46. Two receivers each side, one running back, and now they will let things run down a bit, as they should. Wyrick is the running back to the right, Decker is the running back. Ellis fakes, keeps it again, up the middle, has the first down. Shifty all the way to the 42 of Potosi before forward progress blows him dead at the far hashes. Another nice run and a first down for Owensville.
A run looks like it's going to go for about 11 yards, which will put him at 103 for the game so far.
Clock temporarily stopped at 3:49. Owensville up 28-24, trying to win their season opener on the road against Potosi. First down and 10, 42 yards from the end zone. Not much of a kicking game in terms of if Owensville wanted to try a field goal at some point on this drive. Two receivers right, two running backs shotgun look this time. Both running backs are a step ahead of Ellis, who is about 5 or 6 yards behind the center bunt. Wyrick and Decker are his backs. They let the clock drain down. 5 seconds on the game clock and a flag before the play. Last thing you need when you're running clock is to get a false start, and it looks like that's probably going to be the case. Yep.
Yeah, I'll push it back to first and 15 now. Fortunately, that happened on first down. You don't want that to happen on the later downs, but then you have to start thinking about, all right, run or pass here. What are we doing in this situation? At least they still got plenty of time to run the ball a few times.
Clock down to 3:28. Potosi with two timeouts remaining, down by 4. First and 15, 47 yards from the end zone. Rector is the running back to the left of Ellis. It's a one running back set this time with four receivers. Ellis gets his team set. He's about 3 or 4 yards behind his center this time. Four down linemen defensively for Potosi. Ellis gets it, runs straight up the middle. Didn't get much. Second effort got him an extra yard or two, 3 or 4 at the far hashes before he was brought down by Moore.
Looks like that'll make it second and 11 now for Owensville.
2:48 and ticking as now the play clock gets back going. No timeouts called yet for Potosi. Second and 11 at the 43. 28-24 again is your score. Owensville on top. Two running backs set this time with Wyrick and Rector. Although Ellis has been the go-to guy. Ellis gets it, hands it off. Wyrick off left guard, gets to the 40 at the far numbers. Gain of about 3, clock at 2:22. No timeout called yet, so it looks like Potosi will hold on to them for now. But you'd have to think if they make, pretty much regardless of how this play goes, they'd have to call the timeout after this play.
Oh, yeah. Although they only have 2 left, so they still could let it run and then use the timeouts after that.
That gets a little testy.
Yeah.
2 minutes to go exactly and ticking. 20 more seconds could run off before they hike it.
This down here could win the game for either team.
Third down and 7, 39 yards from the end zone. One running back in Rector. He's to the right of Wyatt Ellis. Play clock down to 5. They give it to Rector. He goes, he has a first down at the far sideline, 25, breaks a tackle, 20, pushed out of bounds at the 17, but the damage is done. He has the first down. Tosi not dead yet with the two timeouts, but as Owensville marches toward that graveyard, game chance is not looking great for Potosi.
And that was one heck of a stiff arm thrown by Wyrick there. I mean, he just chucked Jake Casey to the ground.
Minute 37, 4-point game in favor of Owensville. Getting closer to that end zone to our right, as we mentioned earlier in the game, with a graveyard off in the distance, trying to bury Potosi's chances here. Because he got pushed out of bounds, the clock won't run at all on this play. So that could definitely help Potosi. But again, only two timeouts as Rector's the running back with Ellis. First and 10 from the 17. Three receivers to the right. Ellis keeps it on a draw straight up the middle. And Ellis gets to the 13, gain of about 3 or 4. And timeout taken, tackled by Kobe Boyer.
Yeah, now is when you need to start burning those timeouts. The fact that he went out of bounds is definitely a huge help. But your defense has to make some plays and get a stop.
131, one timeout remaining for Potosi. On the way will be the End Zone Show, brought to you by Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family with a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas. They can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Everyone is going to Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. As we're getting close to the end of action here on this week one, it's been a fascinating game here. Owensville scored on their opening drive. Tanner Rector touchdown run. Potosi matched on a 34-yard pass from Price to Finch, but the extra point was blocked. Potosi got the next touchdown after an interception pass to Haynes from Jacobson. Two-point conversion failed, so it was 12-7, and that was after the first. Early in the second, Owensville back on top. Farragher with a run, 14-12, and that was the halftime score. And then it was 21-12 Owensville after a touchdown pass from Ellis to Wyrick. And then Potosi, two long touchdowns to get ahead, and Owensville back ahead on their last drive on a run by Farragher. Trying to run out the clock, minute 31, Owensville. Second down and 7. 14 yards from the end zone. Four receivers. Rector, the one running back again with the quarterback, Wyatt Ellis. The junior, who's been a starter since his freshman year. He takes it, fakes to Rector. It's a screen pass, caught by Ridenour. Has to jump over his own fallen teammate, stays on his feet, gets to the 11-yard line at the near sideline, brought down by Casey. And now the final timeout called by Potosi with a minute 21 remaining.
Really nice play there by Brady Finch on the outside. Blew up the blocker and really forced Ridenour to try to make a couple moves before turning up the field. That allowed the help defense to come over.
I was impressed that Ridenour managed to jump over his fallen blocker, who got pushed by Finch right into his path, had to jump over his fallen teammate. So now a third down and 4 from the 11. If Owensville gets the first down, the game is over. And if they don't, Potosi could get the ball back with under a minute. We'll see. It's 28-24.
Well, the decision also comes, too. Do you go for the field goal, or do you go for it on fourth down and whatever the yardage may be?
Now, their kicking game is barely better than an extra point. I think you go for it.
I think so, too.
If you don't get it here.
I'd run something where you have Wyatt Ellis roll to the outside and basically give him a few options. You can either just burn clock and run all the way to the sideline until someone comes near you if nothing's open. You can either turn upfield and run with it or hit a guy dragging across the back.
So a minute 21. And the scoreboard still shows one timeout for Potosi. I don't think that's correct, unless they were wrong earlier about them having two. It's a third down and about 4, 11 yards from the end zone. Two receivers right, one left, two running backs, Rector and Wyrick. Four down linemen, Ellis fakes to Rector. No, he gave it to Rector, and Rector is met at the 10. He stopped. It's fourth down and 2. And now the clock will continue to run. They are out of timeouts.
Let's see what they do here if they're going to keep the offense out there.
as, you know, if I'm Owensville here, I would probably let the clock run down as far as I can and then call a timeout.
Yeah, burn your last timeout in this situation here. You're not going to need it. Take it all the way down to zero and call a timeout. Or if you want, line up with a dummy count with no play.
45 calls. Seconds. 10 more seconds on the game clock. Fourth down and two, 10 yards away. Movement on the lines. If Potosi jumped, that's it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want to do there. Just call a nice play. No play in the huddle. Just throw hard counts until someone jumps.
It was Ethan Rowland who came across. It's encroachment. That's a first down, and that'll be ball game. Owensville can just knee it, and they'll win.
Victory formation coming up here for Owensville. But a hard-fought game by both teams. You know, Potosi came so close, but it's the turnovers that really killed them at the end of the game.
Four fumbles against Potosi to two interceptions on the other side. And now the victory formation for Wyatt Ellis as Owensville will start their season with a victory on unfriendly turf. Hasn't needed it yet. He took a few steps back and just he's trying to try to run it out on, I guess, that one play, but you don't need to.
Yeah, I don't.
It seems.
If it was something where, you know, it's a 25-second play clock, if you're looking at 28 seconds, okay, but you're in the 30s.
One more knee should end it, although the game clock and the play clock are about the same. Same difference. It's going to be an Owensville 28-24 victory over Potosi. Up next for Owensville, they take on Eldon, team they lost to last year. Eldon went 7-6. Potosi goes to St. Clair, team they didn't play last year. Next week, St. Clair went 5-5 a year ago. There's the final knee, and we're done. 28-24, the final score. Owensville victorious. We will come back and wrap up this game and then send you off to the end zone show. This is High School Football on Regional Radio.